Now entering Nerdist.com.
Foie gras, pulled pork, bok choy, squid ink, dining with Doug and Karen.
Hey everybody, I'm Doug Benson. Hi.
And I'm Karen Anderson.
That's Karen Anderson.
Hi.
Hi. Told
me to say
and this
that.
Is Dining with Doug and Karen.
We are going to eat!
It's so scary when you say it.
I know, I'm excited about that part.
But it is true.
I turned into Bane for a second.
But it's kind of
we're going to eat, and then we're going to die.
It's very piggy what we do.
You have my permission to eat.
When you see, I mean, we eat like a lot of food.
Oh, it's too much. This is episode 5 coming to you from Nerd Melt Studios at Meltdown Comics on Sunset Boulevard in Hollywood.
California.
Produced by KT _ Money. Hi, Katie.
Hi.
It's Wednesday, August 29th, 20 and a dozen. Joining us for chewing and chatting is my friend. Karen just met him, but my friend.
I feel like I know him.
In the seat he's used to sitting in.
I look like your son.
Pete Holmes.
You act like my son.
Hi.
Didn't plan that.
What's your dumb Twitter handle? Holmes with a Z?
It is. It's Pete Holmes with a Z.
Because of a Zorro thing you've got going on?
That would be so much cooler because I go around graffitiing with my sword.
But you know what I mean? You should do one-man shows. Like, remember Liza with a Z?
Yeah.
You should do Holmes with a Z.
Well, isn't Pete Holmes a porn name?
Oh, come
on. No, that's
Karen,
John Holmes.
Oh. Karen, my brother and my father are named John.
And his brother Richard Holmes.
Dick Holmes.
Oh, no.
Dick Holmes is a great name for a lesbian.
My dad's named
vagina.
Dick, too.
Thank you, Katie.
Sorry.
What's that?
My dad's name's Dick, also.
Is that true? It's weird that like,
we're gonna eat!
At no some one, point in
Greg
history.
Greg Barron's dad's name's Dick, also.
Well, his name is Richard, then.
Well, probably.
Here's an exchange that I don't understand. What is it? 1704. You're one of the first Richards. And
sure.
I go... you know what, Richard, it's too long. I'm going to say Dick. And everyone just went, sounds okay.
How did you leap to that? There's only one letter that's the same. Wait, two letters.
I don't get it either.
And the C.
Dick.
Yeah, why did you get to Dick?
Yeah, it's like if we just agreed to call
him
like
Patrick's
ball sack. Well, you know what I think happened?
People
you know,
are
you know
on
that
a race
saying?
To get to Dick.
Tom, Dick. No, hey,
a lot of people
you know
are
Tom,
race.
Dick, and Harry. Well, that came before calling people Dick.
Is that true?
I don't know.
It did?
No.
You, come on. If you're going to give us dickomology.
But from now on, seriously, when you think of it, say, I'm no Tom, Richard, or Harry.
My name
like, change
is
it up.
Also a euphemism for Dick.
Peter.
Oh,
people
yeah.
don't say, you know, Peter, go long. Yeah. Peter, go long. That was a big one.
My little guy calls it Peener.
Peener?
Close.
I answered a Peener.
Oh, okay.
If I go to get a pickup order and they're
you
like, this
Peener?
Is for Peener.
My name is a nickname for burying the dead.
Doug, you're right. Yeah. What's mine? Karen. Oh, I'm
dug
Karen.
A hole.
This is for holding things.
And then I put him in it.
Yeah,
like Karen stuff.
Well, yeah. We did our best. What do we do on this podcast?
But I guess your best wasn't good enough. Pete is the host. This is so weird because when Pete hosts, you made it weird. He sits right where he's sitting right now.
This is my seat. I'm in my
and
home
I,
seat.
And as a guest, just the one time,
yep.
I sat waiting for the phone to ring for that second appearance. But I sit
We're
in this.
We're going to do it in San Francisco.
Oh, we are?
Yeah, if you can.
I sit right here. Actually, I've been on twice because I was in South by Southwest.
Yep.
I made a Bob Hope-esque cameo.
You're one of the few that's been on twice, TJ and you. Becky?
We'll talk about TJ in a second.
I enjoy scolding your third guest. What is this? Just I'll fix it for you.
Third guest.
Oh, you're fixing our guests, our chef.
Well, we should clarify
phone.
Because she's tweeting that we're doing the podcast together. And
oh,
she
and you have to spell Holmes
H-O-L-M-Z, but it's H-O-L-M-E-Z.
Easy, yeah, because he is.
Because I'm so easy.
You're
Becky,
like,
what
I call him Sunday morning.
All right. I like that a lot.
Wow, Richie.
Sometimes jokes are so funny I don't laugh. I just go, joke detected.
You
like,
just...
it's so pleasant.
I noticed a joke.
It's like a key going
to
joke
immediately.
Slot.
Who is
joke
it?
Joke police.
And today,
I'm
going
to have to give you a citation.
I'd pay it. Sometimes when I get pulled over, I feel like I won something. You know what I mean?
How There's often sirens.
You feel special, right?
Yeah, you feel special. I'm not even fucking kidding with you. If I'm on the highway and I get pulled over, my primary thought is, of all the cars, he picked me.
Is that right?
Over.
Wow.
Yeah. That's a pretty... That's an
and
aggressively,
how often is
You
it?
Should save that for your sad podcast. This is a happy podcast.
Oh, no, that's
about,
a happy thing. I'm
that is
saying,
the saddest thing I've ever heard.
Shane
that
Moss...
That you feel special
yeah.
when you're noticed doing something wrong.
What's the alternative? Going, I've been caught and I'm rotten. Or go,
well,
I hope this cop's name is
Jerry. In order when you're ready, do you have your license ready? Do you have your registration?
I'll tell you
insurance?
A couple things, Karen. I'll turn the engine off and I'll put my hands on the dash because I'm not Becky.
Really?
You don't have fucking around. I'm not fucking around.
Mace. Do you have,
you have mace
ready?
Did you just reach over and grab?
Just thwart them.
Pretend to go for your license and registration. Grab
over.
The mace.
Yeah.
I would be.
And then drive away quickly. Hey, they can't even write down your plates. Their eyes have been maced.
I thought this was a happy.
Do
podcast.
You even drive anywhere?
Do I drive anywhere?
Yeah.
Doug drives.
I drive all the time.
I think
LAX,
you take a lot of cabs.
LAX.
What about Doug's has
home
a lot of
from
cabs?
LAX?
I always thought, I thought recently you've been taking a lot of cabs for some reason.
Oh, I try to take cabs. But
I've never.
It's so hard to find.
And I will
for this,
never drive
I walked
to the
over. I yeah. walked over. What do you mean you'll never drive to the airport?
No, thank you.
Not to LAX.
Who takes you?
I take cabs.
Oh, okay.
And I get friends that'll text me. Friends that work in television, they'll text me and go, hey, can you pick me up from the airport? And I'll text back what I know their salary is.
Wow. Yeah,
fuck you. That's per episode? Take a cab.
Let's play a game. I just texted you to take me to the airport. What do you text back?
$36,000. 36K.
That's what I make a year. You're
hashtag
right.
T-shirt sales DLM. By the way, I'm selling
I
a Denver
make 36
t-shirt.
Grand on
sure you do.
T-shirt
you shouldn't ask anyone to pick you up from LAX.
I sell
it's a, crime.
A Denver Yeah T-shirt on YouMadeItWeird.com right now.
What'd you sell?
There's something
it
I yell
Denver,
on.
Denver, yeah!
Yeah!
That's how T.J. Miller says it, and for some reason Pete Holmes has a shirt of it.
Yep. Oh, okay. If you have
and
a catchphrase...
If
it
you have a
well.
Catchphrase, he will steal it.
Yeah.
So do not.
How do you have a T-shirt?
Karen, I'm making a shirt that says "You look like you take a lot of cabs," and it's just a
oh,
picture
I'd
of
love
your head
that.
And one of Becky giggling. When are I we like going to get Becky in the mix?
Yeah,
soon.
She's
you're
cutting
not
up
supposed
a...
to mention her yet.
He looks like Chris Hobbs to me. Does anyone know? Do you know?
I look like all white.
Chris
people.
Hobbs is a hilarious
and
comedian.
And similar.
Who was. Pretty similar to Oliver from the Brady Bunch.
That's right.
Yeah, the seventh
I don't know
Brady.
Who that is.
Remember
you're
when they got
young.
That extra kid?
The little guy. They got a little.
Oh yeah, I do remember that kid. He was a little
with
shit.
With the little round glasses.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh wait, I'm thinking Married with Children when they spiced it up with a blonde kid.
They always every show
got to spice it up.
Family Ties.
10th season of Doug Loves Movies. Yeah. There's going to be a rambunctious
and that
little
kid,
fellow with you.
And that
see,
kid.
Laugh
that
at the
little
jokes
kid.
Before I finish them.
That little kid is always the first one to rehab.
Of course he is, because
yeah.
he feel he's on the outside.
But they're also, they're starting with all this, you're in this famous family
yep.
all of a sudden.
Welcome, Trent.
That only lasts one more season
yeah.
or two,
yep.
and then they're the most bummed that
and
the show got canceled, because they were, it wasn't a way
started.
Of life.
I'll
they
tell
don't,
you this.
They don't have 5 years of residuals.
That kid texts me to pick him up from the airport. I say, I'll be there. They, I, what am I, the
right,
best?
Because that's where most child stars commit suicide is at the airport.
Terminal C4, they
yeah.
do it with explosives.
So you
I mean,
made an explosive
even
joke.
It home.
Let's bring her on.
Karen Anderson.
Oh,
this is the part of the show where I ask her, who is our chef this week?
Our chef is Becky Reams.
What, again?
Speaking of porn names.
What? See, I even wrote it down. What?
Yeah. Pete
hi.
I'm so hey. Happy
hi.
To see you again, Becky Reams.
Becky,
so
happy to see you.
Yay.
From MasterChef on Fox, of course.
Not Iron Chef on
not
Food
Iron
Network.
Not Iron Chef, not any of the other ones that
it's
there's
not,
a million of, which
I'm
I want to ask you about that,
it's on
too.
One of the top six
why
networks.
Do
I, that's
we
what
love...
I said. You can't get fucking Iron Chef with a coat hanger and a fucking black and white in your trailer. Fox.
Wow, I thought you were making like a, some sort of weird
abortion
joke.
So did I. Absolutely,
no,
I did.
No,
yeah.
no. Are we making veal today?
No,
are you laughing at my joke?
No, no.
Oh.
No, I'm just smiling and trying,
like
hoping
shirt.
We move
oh,
on.
Thank you.
I like
we'll
that
take a picture to show the people.
Barney's
nice.
Go up.
Good look.
Check that out.
Anyway, she's number Pete. She's number three. She's top
she's
three
from Barney's. Oh,
wow. Top three chef on MasterChef.
Is that right?
Mm. Top three.
Top three.
Is that a lot of pressure?
It's
I don't feel
insane.
Like you looked at my pants.
I. Well,
it's okay.
I,
don't worry
I didn't
about
know
it.
What
but
Barney
how,
co-op meant.
How do you describe the feeling of winning? Like, how do you say out loud what it's like to win? Right.
Yeah. Good
that's
question.
A good question.
I mean, it's
I'm just being a dick.
It's
I'm just being a
no,
Pete Holmes.
No, no, no. If you wanted to be me, how does it feel to win and what happens when we die, Becky?
Well,
that's my podcast.
It's another podcast, so maybe if you invite me to your
have
podcast.
You ever had a chef on your show?
No, I know what Becky believes about.
She cooked with the blind woman.
I'll tell you. Okay.
No. Sorry. I hate that.
Pete just goes, okay.
Because
he has something else he wants to talk
that's
about.
That's right. I
he's
just want to get
it.
This out
cooked
of the
with
way.
A blind woman.
And then the three, so then the three
that's
judges
a whole
come
premise.
Out that are all these pro yeah. big chefs, you know, from
uh-huh.
mostly France.
Oh, my God.
Like.
Insane.
And they went like this when they saw the blind girl on the cane. They were like, oh, fuck.
Was it a cane? Was it a candy cane that someone had prepared?
They said, "Oh fuck!"
They all looked they couldn't believe what they were looking at. They were, and then later, like, "Did I tell you?" And they even said on the air, "Did I tell you she was blind?"
And they were weird. Like, "I don't know." But then, and it was interesting too, because then they're kind of looking at me like,
"Are you
blind? Did you know this was happening, or did they spring this on you?" I'm like, "Yes, I know."
Can you hear? You know, stuff like that.
Right.
You cooked for a blind woman.
No.
She's a contestant. She's top three.
Yeah.
She's also excellent.
She cooks blindly.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
It's crazy.
Yeah, see, now you're interested.
I am interested. Sure.
What was the thing you were going to say earlier, though?
I was going to say, I bet this is what Becky believes about God, and I was going to tell you.
What is it?
She's a gregarious person. She has a light energy. She hugs people.
She has a light energy.
She's a hugger. She seems open and positive. So I bet because you're happier, you look for more patterns in life. I bet you're the kind of person that if you pull into your driveway right when a song is ending on the radio, you're like, yeah.
Do you have tarot cards in your back pocket?
I do.
You do, don't you?
And death is okay. No, so don't be afraid when it flips over. So I bet whether or not you're religious, I bet you do look and search for God in your life. True or false?
I do. True. Yeah, very true. Well,
don't worry about it.
God got me here in one piece in less than 45 minutes. So that was the positive thing.
She's not sure what that means.
God is he's so good to me. He cares so much about my podcast. He gets the last minute chef here on time.
See, that's where we start to muddle the mix. Muddle means mash.
What if God was none of us?
I brought some presents.
What if God were one of us?
Well, sounds like bottles.
I got one more thing to say.
All right.
Before you do that.
Hi.
Why is Becky here?
She's going to cook.
Let's tell the long story, though.
Oh, okay.
TJ Miller, our good friend.
Yep, Todd James Miller.
Cashing in with Todd James Miller.
One time
I tried to.
He's so funny.
I tried to check into a hotel as him once because he wasn't there yet. And I was like, "Hi, I'm TJ Miller." And they're like, "Okay, what's your first name?" And I was like, I couldn't remember.
Wait,
what is it? It's Todd James.
Todd James.
Yeah.
So TJ was supposed to come on with, of all things, his personal chef.
He has a private chef.
Which is,
do you know this? About
he's
him?
He needs cooked
to have
for me.
Me
yeah.
as his private chef. That's what we need to talk about.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe. There. Well, TJ, the other guy listening. Was ready to go and super into it, and then TJ had to pull out because he's working on something, some movie or TV
Lame.
Show. Or,
sounds fake.
Yeah. Well. He used that as his reason why he was running late yesterday when he was heading to Douglas Movies
when I had tried
to unbook him.
Yeah.
Oh.
Then he said he never got the message, which is possible. I've sent texts that people don't get.
Sure.
But I'm guessing he got it and forgot about it.
Blast.
But the fact that he has a private chef, you know, I think he might be the only comic.
He has a buddy who's a chef, I think.
Yeah, it's not like
he's
cooking every
TJ. It's his neighbor.
It's like it's like he's Vince and Turtle is a good cook or drama.
Yeah.
And,
perfect. Yeah, drama.
Yeah, and he calls him his personal chef.
I hang out with the TJ a lot and I've only
the chef has a great website with looks like he's a
Do you have a good
All right,
website?
So he's legit.
I
so he was
that
legit.
That's a great wink.
I do. I do
you
that
don't
sometimes.
Need a lot
I don't
of
mean to
wink.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice. Am I abroad with
that's
a good
somebody's
wink?
Somebody's looking for God for sure. So somebody that winks. You don't wink if you've given up on God.
God gives me good eyes.
So
God actually didn't give us the best eyes. Octopodi have the best eyes. That's an argument to be made for no God.
What
There's
about,
no God
what
because octopus have better eyes?
If man is the premium best species that God gave a soul and not to the animals, then he should have given us the best eyes, but octopus have much better eyes than
you
us.
Know everything.
Yeah, but we have better like extremities. Like we can walk.
Yeah,
and
I mean,
we
he
can
gave
swim,
shark better biting mouths too. Like, there's a lot of competitions that we lose.
Cartoon. Hey, you're talking to a guy who
pumas are faster, et cetera.
They wear more shoes.
I believe in God because when I fold my laundry, my socks, which are disparate, are often together. And I go, I'm never going to die.
Disparate.
Your socks are desperate to get
away
from
you. They are desperate.
Well, I keep them
and
in the
your
dark
giant
all
smelly
day.
Feet.
Yeah, that's
I thought,
right.
So disparate. Disparate, I haven't heard that word in a while.
I want to go back.
I thought that was making the outs.
Because
all the way back to LAX, that's a
I know
high,
it was
you
a
live
solid
by the
five
airport.
Minutes. Yeah, so I'm the guy.
She lives in Redondo Del Rey.
Do you smoke?
Playa Del Rey.
I wasn't
wait,
say
how
specifics.
Is that related?
Just I'm at home.
Smoke
so
what?
I'm,
cigarettes?
I'm deducting.
I winked again. Did you see that? Darn it! I don't know why I keep
you
doing that.
You might have something wrong with your eyes.
I may.
You smoke American.
Maybe I do
spirits.
It when I'm nervous. American spirits on board. But yeah, so I'm always the one getting the text to take people to the airport.
Brothers and Blinky, Winky, and Clyde.
All chefs smoke. It seems like.
Well, yeah, it's a bummer.
You're more badass than American Spirit. You probably smoke. Don't tell me.
She's winking.
Camel lights.
All right. So anyway,
Virginia Slims.
Really? You've come a long way, Becky.
No,
okay,
I'm
go
kidding.
On. What
I'm
were
kidding,
you
going
to say
I'm
about
kidding.
LAX? You live down there?
No. So I'm the one that always
She's
gets
nearest.
Called. Yeah. I'm very near the airport, so it's like I'm the on the speed dial for friends to take friends to the airport.
Oh, because once you come and get them, then you're just headed back home
exactly.
when you're taking them there.
So it's
good
easier.
Theory.
Yeah.
But it's still
yeah.
terrible.
So I have the whole, I have it down. I can get there and back in like 15
Don't
minutes.
Don't let them do it anymore.
But you have to take them to their Stop house.
Them.
It doesn't matter where you live.
I have to pick them up.
Yeah. Fuck that. There's a cab line. A plane takes you there, and then a cab takes you home.
No, I know. It's quicker.
It's quicker?
It's quicker than
if
being
I'm
picked up by somebody.
Doug, you and I have been on planes together, and you were mm-hmm. like, I'm getting my bags. I was like, I'm getting in a cab. I love you, buddy.
Bye.
Because I got to go. But
that's
you,
right.
you pay for premium bags, and your bags come out first.
Ooh, that's, I didn't know you could do that.
I don't
that.
Pay for it as much as I fly in the same airline all
You've
the
earned
time.
It.
So,
You've
yeah,
earned it. Which
I
one?
Totally earned
United?
It.
United?
I would rather not disclose that.
Okay, I understand. Why would you want to be thrown thousands of free points for promoting our podcast?
Because they don't
Delta?
Do that, first of all.
They
do. Hulu,
our profane podcast.
Hulu gave me 3 months of free Hulu because I just said I like Hulu. Thanks, Hulu.
Hulu is not...
Is it, I love Hulu,
Hulu,
too.
Hulu is not Qantas.
I can hook
is
you
it
up.
Pan Pacific?
Yes, I fly in Pan Pacific.
He only
Air.
Flies Aer Lingus.
He flies
like
to St. Louis
fly,
on Korean
I like
Air.
To fly on that airline, Pan, specifically.
So TJ couldn't come.
Yeah.
It's weird
so
to
TJ couldn't make it today.
So we get
and
another
so
chef.
We got a different chef. Well, my first thing was, let's have TJ's chef with Pete Holmes.
I like your watch.
Yeah.
Because TJ has started to prepare.
Sure,
Jesus.
I'm sure it is.
That's probably why you like it. Tangents.
Because I like
cheap
things.
I tried to warn you.
Yeah, your watch is wearing blackface. I call your watch Ted Danson because it's wearing blackface. I don't know why we're all not laughing.
So I even thought it'd be funny.
It's over my head,
I thought it'd be funny
but
to
I
have
like
TJ.
He one time
on...
came out in blackface.
At this point, I was caring about our like, chef story.
I mean, to have Pete on with TJ's chef, I thought would have been funny.
Sure,
because you know the guy. You met him once,
right?
And then TJ's chef
rapport.
Was like,
I couldn't sketch him.
Though. I got to do it with TJ. I got
to
be with TJ.
Sure.
Was he
his,
had to.
Was
they're,
his
they're tight.
He divvied
so
out
then,
a little
yeah, so then...
Codependent.
So then Karen got some lady named Beth.
Yeah.
I know
chef.
Her, right?
Yeah, you know her.
Yeah, yeah. I know Beth. And she was going to come in, but she got the flu.
Well, she was going to get
also
the guy from
as,
Pizza Urbano.
I don't want to meet Pete Holmes.
I get that a lot. Yeah,
I was
lot
like,
of
and
flu.
Then Pete Holmes, and she's like, oh, God.
Oh, I just
throwing
threw
up
a lot in my mouth.
Well, she was going to get the Pizza Urbano guys at first.
Who?
Pizza Urbano.
Oh.
It's
I thought you just said pizza
good.
Or Bono.
Either
and
one.
I would choose Bono.
Bono was going to cook?
Yeah. I would choose Bono no matter what we're eating.
Some potatoes.
Yeah.
What
as if
much
the
as
topping
I love pizza.
Is the edge.
And they couldn't come.
Who, Bono?
So guess who they call.
Becky, yeah. Well, why, it was my why? Idea.
Hi.
It was my idea
she
this morning.
She did it 2 weeks ago, Pete.
We were going to scrap this thing. I sent you a message last
it.
Night warning
and
you.
Today saying it might be canceled.
Yeah,
thank God I'm third string.
But then I was like,
third string? We
you're
didn't
not,
think you'd ever do it again.
String. Uh-huh. Well, let's just have you on every time.
That's what we should call it.
From now on.
It should be
Dining
Becky
with Karen.
Becky dines with Doug and Karen.
Dining with Doug and
Becky
Karen.
Becky feeds Doug and Karen.
Becky feeds dining.
Is anything
for
dining cheap? Becky eats.
Arims.
No.
Let's keep working on this title. This
Arims.
Is fun.
Becky, Doug, and Karen eat her food.
Gone
no?
to Cleveland recently?
Never.
Some fucking amazing restaurants.
Oh, yeah.
Cleveland's an up-and-comer.
You had it's a nice time
Michael
when
Simon.
You were in Cleveland.
He's a Cleveland,
is
Cleveland
that,
guy.
It's mm-hmm. incredible. I forget what it's called. They're all right by
Arby's?
Hilarities.
Arby's. Love Arby's.
It's a roast beef joint. They shave their own
joint.
Yeah. It's so
I mean,
good. Every meal I ate in Cleveland was amazing. And like there were like cigarettes in it and stuff. Real bad for you, but like I loved it. Thank you, Katie.
That's the extra flavor.
It is extra. It's flavor country.
It is flavor.
Okay, presents. Sorry. Didn't mean to.
So thank you for having me on again.
Well,
oh. I mean, it's really a pleasure.
Thank you for pulling it together
oh,
so
what?
Fast.
Well, I'm like, well, shit,
Karen's
she's making
my, Karen's
she's
my biggest
us,
fan. She really is.
I got the idea. I was like, well, these people really like go all out. They come and they make us food.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
For what? Nothing. Just what, to no, just to have
get,
a little fun with you, I guess.
Yeah.
I like ran to the grocery store,
they
ran
get,
home.
They
cooks.
Get a little publicity for whatever
so
they're
doing. So
I
knew she liked vodka.
Hey! Oh,
right. Oh my God.
The dear.
Wait.
Oh,
most
Wesley.
Amazingly adorable bottle too.
It's and really cute.
So pretty.
I want to smash it.
So pretty.
So Katie, she's always she likes whiskey.
Katie gets some whiskey.
I brought you some whiskey.
That's like yeah. flask size.
It is
because there's a lot of drinking that goes on here. Doug, I know you like vodka, so
Ooh.
I got you. Some
oh,
vodka.
I got a Belvedere too.
And we have matching bottles.
And then I just brought some wine because I thought the vodka's a little. Too much for the daytime for me.
You so. Got me white wine, which is what I'm already drinking.
I got you. I didn't know what you like.
I like white wine.
So I got you a whole bunch of little stuff.
Oh, you got me little
yes.
things. That's your white wine.
I got you some absinthe.
Ooh. Ooh. Absinthe? Ooh. For reals?
How amazing.
Wormwood.
I got you some tequila.
I love tequila. It's a stimulant.
I got you some Jägermeister because I knew you're a comedian. Maybe you like that.
Oh, it's depressing.
So we're making jungle juice. I like it.
I can drink both of these
and
feel the same.
I thought, you know, a vodka.
Yeah.
Why not?
Sure. Swedish.
Just because you might like that.
Absolute home.
Swedish vodka would be.
I love your wealth of knowledge on all these things.
Thank you so
appreciate
much.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, so there you are.
Where are you from, Becky?
Kansas.
You're all
Kansas.
Welcome.
Yeah. Karen, this is the sweetest thing
thank
ever.
Thank you, Karen.
As if this
thank
wasn't
you.
A treat thank enough. You, thank you so much. Really.
I also like vodka.
I'm going
to
drink
want,
this
I
on the way home.
I just want you ladies to feel the same. Don't, you can drink it on the way home. You'll be fine.
I got to finish this by September 1st, by Saturday.
Why?
Because I'm sober September.
Yeah. Sober September,
that's
good.
Do sober October. Rhymes
it
better.
Sounds better, you're right, but I'm going sober September because I got more fun things I'm doing in October than September. So,
oh, I understand.
That's smart.
Yeah, yeah.
Pete,
although I
got
to go to Austin really in September.
I got some, though. I'm fine. Until I start eating something, I'm starting to slur a little
oh,
bit.
Oh, are you implying that you're anxious to eat?
Does anyone hunger for food?
This is where my grandpa would put his wine. He would go, he'd pour his wine, and he'd go,
put it down on the ground.
Just put it down on the ground right next to him. Yeah.
The one with the
do you have any dogs?
No.
Okay.
Well, he didn't.
Yeah. Thank you so much for my gifts.
Yeah. Oh, you're welcome. This is fantastic.
Metallica used to drink Jägermeister.
Like
they said it was a real violent drink.
I like, I want, I the absinthe, is that how you say it?
Absinthe.
Absinthe. Mm-hmm. Have you had it?
I have a big bottle of absinthe in my home that I've never
tried.
It's
like in tried. My back pocket, actually.
Yeah,
maybe you start out small.
I could, is this is real stuff? Do you know that?
Yeah.
Because some of it doesn't have.
Oh, is that right?
Well, it says wormwood on it, so I would imagine
it
that
does.
It does actually have it in there.
Should we drink this? You're
I
supposed
mean,
to pour it through a sugar cube.
I was going to maybe give you some because I figured chefs like that.
Oh, thank you.
But then I went with what I knew you liked.
A swig of the cooking wine and
being
cold
on MasterChef, man, it turned us all into alcoholics and chain smokers.
Oh, every
it's
show.
So stressful.
How come everybody
so
loves
hard.
To watch these shows? So maybe you guys can chime. I mean, I just, is you're watching people cook.
Because
people
love
people
to
eat.
Judge,
and you're watching
too.
People.
Yeah.
Buy food.
A lot of people like it because the various contestants bicker and brag.
It's because
and
of completion.
But even
other.
Just
people
a regular
like
show.
People strive
that's
for
true.
Something and then it goes somewhere.
Even
and
just
then it's
a regular.
And it's
yeah,
judged.
Yeah.
And it
and
gives
competitive.
You,
and
but what about
eats.
Like a regular cooking show? I mean, I know Julia Child, of course, and all that. Uh-huh. We all like to watch that, but uh-huh. I just want it's to learn, obviously.
Yeah. Right, but,
well,
that's,
I do.
But that's where.
Oh, that's why I want to do this.
But that's where the reality shows took it up a notch, is it made cooking shows more interesting. I think just watching people cook is not enough. Like, I like that there's some sort of.
Yeah, I think we all had the same experience watching the Food Network when the Food Network was getting popular. It's like, who wants to watch people eating? And then you're like, I want to. There's a part of our brains that lights up. Shane was just talking about this.
And because everybody loves food. So
you think you're eating it too. Yes.
Right.
So watching someone eat food is
or you think you can
very
make it, maybe.
Similar.
Yeah, it's fun.
Karen?
And it's competitive. You know, it's like, it's, you know, for those that can't play sports or whatnot, it's like competitive cooking. So it's kind of interesting to watch it in that way.
That's
it is.
True.
Yes. And people love
any
to judge.
Any nerd could win.
Jeez.
That's true.
Yeah.
And we like watching nerds.
Exactly.
Boy,
nerds.
That Josh,
I'm a nerd.
That
I'm
Josh
in top
was
three.
Push-ups.
Oh, that was insane.
He was doing push-ups
he
watching
was.
The souffle rise.
He was running back and forth looking in the ovens because he
getting
was trying to see
the
if they were rising.
So he could
they had to
inside.
Make souffles, so he was like on the ground. And he's like 12 feet tall, so it's funny to see him go from like way, way tall to
sounds
really,
like
really
a gimmick.
Small.
Yeah.
He's
I'm going to call
stilts.
That guy out as a gimmick. You don't do push-ups.
Well, not on the show.
You're about the food.
I'm all about the food.
She waits way up in the rafters
on the balcony.
And looks at the losers down below. She wins every time.
I knew it.
No, you didn't win it. You've been in the bottom once.
Took
I
me
have,
two guesses
yeah.
to get you.
I've been on the bottom twice, actually. I've only been in one pressure test, though. So that's kind of
pressure
crazy.
Test. Yeah, this
pressure.
Sounds weird. Like Giles Corey. Good mm-hmm. reference.
That is. God, you're too smart for me. I'm
no.
trying to catch them all.
Do you know who Giles Corey is?
No.
Giles Corey was a male witch in Salem in 1692. Was Preston?
Of course,
see,
he was.
I was waiting. Damn,
what do you mean
that's
smart?
So awesome.
Anybody can pull
like
some stupid reference. It doesn't matter or
what
make
about
any
this,
sense.
What about the Scarlet Letter, everybody?
With Daniel Hawthorne wearing an A. Adultery.
My hair.
Sure.
About everything.
I'm
you should
England.
Watch him play my games on Doug Loves Movies.
I don't. I love movies, but I don't. I couldn't name five actors in my favorite movie. I really
what?
Couldn't.
You're good
what's
at
your
doing
favorite movie?
There Will Be Blood. Day-Lewis. Okay. Really? Do you love it?
Daniel Day-Lewis
oh,
is in it.
Like a movie.
Daniel Day-Lewis.
Who else is in it? I mean, that's a
Paul,
tough one to name.
That's
Paul
a
Dano.
Really hard one.
Paul Dano.
Paul Dano. Paul Dano again, because he plays two roles.
Oh, clever. You're still not going to get to five.
I won't. I can't name another person.
Come on. Who directed it?
We know one of them.
Ted Danson?
Paul F. Tompkins.
Paul Tompkins is in it.
That's four.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Number and I'm sure five, there's a guy.
I couldn't name number five. I can't name the kid who plays.
I don't think Jesus Christ is in it.
Son.
Wife? He is in
wife.
The movie.
She famous?
Is about he has Jesus a wife? Big time.
Yeah.
Do you like that movie? No broads like that movie. I like
Daniel Plainview
broads.
Has a wife?
It. He gets married later, doesn't he? And when he lives in that big building with the. Oh.
No, he's
what
alone.
What movie are you talking about?
No, I'm sorry to.
Gangs of New York?
He's not married. He's alone and drunk foot? And signing checks and killing people with balls.
I thought you said I love foot.
I love foot. That was
foot.
A good movie.
Steve Carell's character
foot?
From Anchorman remade My Left Foot. I love foot. We're having a lot of fun.
Karen,
Becky,
are you hungry?
Yeah.
I feel like we should get that food
let's do it.
Work in, right?
What's going to be this
How
week?
Are you going to cook in a comic book shop?
Oh, I did a lot of it already. And so
it's
I
all
have
pre-prepped.
My bags and
genius.
I have all my gear and I like try to get it all in and
Don't
plate it all together.
Call me genius.
I think
what,
on
are
that
you
note,
a bully from a fucking
right
80s
She'll
movie?
Be right back.
That's right, Smartron 3000.
I want to see if Pete thinks this is the best podcast after we start eating.
Yeah.
Why?
I've never been
because
to a
he's been on a lot problem.
Fed.
Oh, but you yeah, it takes it to another level. It's so much more fun than just talking.
Oh.
And Pete, could you do us a huge favor and not chew into the microphone?
Oh yeah, that's the
once
only
your
thing.
Food
oh
arrives.
Yeah, no, I have people do my
people
show.
People don't like it.
They bring fucking bananas and bullshit.
What?
I've also been on other people's podcasts.
Who was it?
Bananas.
Like I think Chris Rock ate a sandwich on
WTF. And asked his assistant to bring him a Sprite or something. It was like
oh,
fucking it's a show.
That is so amazing.
I know. It's kind of badass. I kind of loved it.
It's really...
People chew gum.
Oh.
People breathe into
the
mic badly.
Eat cereal, maybe? That would be bad.
I like that you're adding to it, kind of in an improv exercise.
Yes, and cereal.
Yes.
Count Chocula.
I'm enjoying. Thank you. I didn't know that there were these gifts involved.
Well, I had no idea either.
Normally not.
I had no idea that my co-host brings everybody a bunch of booze.
I have to record a podcast on my own after this, so I can't get too fucked up.
Oh,
what time
yourself?
Does yours tape? Like at 7?
6:30.
6:30? We're not going to be done by then.
Well, I don't want you to drink it now. It's to take home.
Well, that's not going
to
happen.
We should do a smooth transition from one show to the next, where, like, if you listen to the very end of ours...
Oh, that's great. Crossover.
We don't have our end theme song, and it just goes right into his,
crossover.
And we say goodbye.
Just keep recording.
Because who's going to be on? Mantzoukas. Yeah. Jason Mantzoukas. Do you know him?
No. Is he real funny?
Very funny dude. He's super in. Funny. He's in The Dictator, which I'm sure you haven't seen.
I haven't seen it yet.
You have children named Rodrigo and Spencer. Do you have any questions about her children?
You know
Pete?
What? You know what?
Are they from the same father, Rodrigo?
He calls them Rodrigo.
Yeah, it's not Rodrigo.
Do your children have any memories before they were born?
I've asked them.
What did they say?
No.
They said no?
They said no. I've asked them ever since they were born.
Why?
I want to see.
How disappointing.
Do you think everybody asks their kids that?
I don't know.
I think you
do you have
should.
Any memories from before you were born?
Yeah, I'll say, do you,
you
remember being in the
memories?
Do you remember being in the womb? Do you
How
remember being
comfortable
born?
Comfortable was it? Was the temperature good for you? That kind
I
of
ask,
thing?
I just asked, do you remember anything?
98.6.
I
like going
very early.
Even past when they were in the soul waiting room. That's what I'm talking about.
Soul
very,
waiting
you're
room.
You're very deep. This
Not
one.
Really. I've just had one glass.
What a
of
horrible
one.
Place that would be.
Just waiting.
I don't yeah. know. People take people take DMT. You know that drug DMT.
Because do some souls never get chosen by your theory?
Some souls, I think, I mean, if we're going to go with this new agey theory, decide not to go back. People that come back...
They sit in the waiting room for a while, get bored. The magazines are shitty.
What is this? The same
fucking...
They've
got some dumb video about being a person. Mayor just like, not for me.
Oh, magazine.
Not for me. I'm out. Yeah. Cancel my appointment. Sir, you can't. Jing, jing.
My
The door made a noise for some
it?
Reason.
Jing, jing. There's a bell on the door.
And then what if they do want to come out? Then they just say...
Then they just sit there and wait their turn.
They give their card?
Like you do when you go to get health care. You either wait for your turn.
Yes.
Or you give up and go home sick.
Or you just stay out.
Stay sick.
What if you let someone go ahead of you and they get someone real good? Shit.
I think you go
get somebody really good. You get
your karma dictate.
Yeah, karma dictates.
Do you think that it's...
You get in the karma. It's like a ride.
You got to go to Karma Max.
It's like a Disneyland ride. And they're like hands and arms inside the car at all times.
He's
Do you
not
think
joking.
You get reincarnated?
And then you ride around to where your soul person is.
I don't think I'll ever have the answer. I mean, you could encounter
I kind of think so, because ever since Heaven Can Wait, I've believed in it.
In what?
Because of that motion picture with Warren Beatty?
Yeah.
Not the first version with...
No, I didn't see that one until after.
James Mason.
That's a good one.
But don't you meet people every once in a while where you're like... You
no, but ever
like
since
a,
that, I thought,
like
what a great idea.
That thought right there? Jesus fucking Christ.
You've met your match, Pete. I have met my interrupting.
I have no idea. I never thought it would be you, Karen.
So little Rodrigo says,
"Never knew you, Karen." He goes, "So I didn't think of you as a match."
Well, I don't know if it's the same for you, but I don't listen.
Yep, then it's the same.
He listens until he hears something that he thinks he can make a joke about, and
he's
then
right.
Yeah. Bam, knows. Here it comes.
Doug knows. Yeah. Forfeit everything for the joke. What were you going to say?
This morning, Andy said, the little Rodrigo said to Spencer, he goes, he was playing with one of his things, and he goes, "That's for not you." That's a good one. You think you're going to get something because it seems so positive at first. And then he says,
"This wine is for not you."
That's
for
a good
not
saying.
You.
It's like the passive voice.
It's hilarious.
And also just a good, already knows how to twist a phrase.
Oh, I loved it. Yeah. That was a good one. I had to bring that up today because I don't want to forget that one. I got to write that down for later.
Tell it again to He's Becky when she gets back.
No, three. No. Please.
That's really good for a three-year-old. This is for not you.
This is for not you.
When do your memories start? For me, it was like 18. I don't
28
anything.
For me.
Oh, mine aren't there.
You've yet to have a memory.
I don't have any memories.
Come on, conjure one up. Try to think of one.
I do. You know, sometimes I'll start thinking of memories and I'll be like, is that really, was that me? Is that?
Are you a weed smoker like this fellow?
Well, I used to be.
She
big
had
time.
Her moments.
She had her run.
Yeah.
I used to love it.
You had your cool running.
She bought me my first dugout for my birthday one year.
Your first dugout?
First dugout, yeah.
A baseball dugout?
Yeah.
What's a dugout?
A dugout, is, you know, that wooden thing that you have the little surround. Yeah, sure, cigarette, sure, sure, sure,
yeah.
You
yeah, oh, those
grind
are fun.
All of my presents involve alcohol or drugs.
Yeah, you're really
that's
an
how it should be. And Rodrigo and Spencer love it.
Yes, that's their favorite.
Time. Every year at Christmas, they get a little.
Here's some
whole
papers
bunch of
for
new
you.
Alcohol and drugs.
I feel that way.
What do you think happened to Becky? Do you think that?
I hope there wasn't an accident with the food.
Like maybe something.
I'm not
gone.
Concerned with her.
Why
you think
aren't
something's
more
gone bad? Do you think her souffle fell?
Jesus. Those are hard to make if you watch a show last night.
I'm going
to
put an annoying question to you guys. Why aren't more people? I'm about to be annoying. I'm a flexitarian, which means most of. I'm actually a fleegan, a flexible vegan. Most of the time, if it's up to me, if I'm just eating alone, I'll eat a salad, and you know what I mean, no cheese, that sort of shit. But then, like, if I'm at
that
somebody's
kind of
house
shit.
And they're like, "This is my Cuban mother's fucking garlic chicken recipe 6 decades back," I'm going to eat that fucking chicken.
How can you say no?
You don't say no. That's life. And by the way, that
how
chicken's
can you say
already
no to FGC?
And that chicken's already dead.
Yeah,
the chicken's already dead.
Yeah, you didn't do anything.
We can't bring
life,
it back.
Give it up for the
it's
fucking
already there.
It's almost
chicken.
More respectful to eat the fucking chicken.
The garlic has lost its
is
life.
Is your reason for taste, like, you know, just that you prefer the taste?
What do you mean?
To
not eating meat.
Oh, no, for health. It's just for
just,
energy
just
and
it's
healthiness.
For you.
Yeah, yeah. It's, right. It's complete vanity.
But in peer pressure situations is your point.
Yeah.
I
went to
then you'll put anything in your
Maestro's
mouth.
At Steakhouse, and I ate like a fucking Fred Flintstone steak. It made me feel like shit.
Yeah.
But I'm going to try it. I'm going to eat it. I don't give a
fish?
Fuck. Yeah, I eat fish all the time.
Fish is good, right?
I'm a flexi, pesky, flexi.
That's
I'm a
good.
Flexible,
I would like to be that
pesky.
On a regular basis.
You're pesky, all right.
But for the most part, I mean, like, I'm not eating, like, a pound of Gouda, and I'm not eating, like, hamburgers
see, the cheese
from Burger
gets me.
King. Fuck cheese.
Oh, but I love it so much.
Well, enjoy all of it that's lining your colon. Jesus Christ.
What about bread?
Right.
Where do you stand on bread?
I'll eat bread. I'm not a monster.
You'll eat bread with your
well,
salad?
Well, I got high cholesterol.
Do you?
I
croutons?
Could be the cheese.
Just a little bit. And I know.
Could
that's
be a bit
saying.
Of the cheese.
Last time that's
could
what
be the cheese and the wine and
the
worst.
Vodka
and
the whiskey
wine's
not bad
and
for
the
high cholesterol.
Sandwiches.
Wine will thin your blood. It's good.
Thank you. See, he knows. God, you know so much stuff.
I don't know. Some podcasts I come off as smart.
I never thought of him as being insanely knowledgeable.
Well, now he
until,
is.
Until you're looking at him and reacting that way.
I mean, you know a
lot. Drunk people.
You know a lot about movies so much.
Sure.
But fuck, this guy knows a lot of shit.
Not really.
All right, I'll stump him by the time this show's over.
Did you
so
even know what a flexitarian was?
Who was our 33rd president?
Hurry, Harding.
33 degree Mason.
What?
33 is an
am
important
I right?
number. I wonder why you picked that number.
Oh, I just picked a number and am not really looking for an answer.
I got a text.
I said Harding. I wonder if it's right.
Oh, that reminds me. I tweeted people. I tweeted earlier today to people to send us questions. If they
have good
questions.
Idea.
And that's going to come in handy since Becky disappeared. Wouldn't it be funny if she just left?
What if she went to a store to get her stuff?
Here. She went where?
Huh? I say, what if?
She went shopping for the ingredients right now?
Yeah, and she's like, well, they're there for a long time.
Yeah, they'll sit and talk.
They're having
until,
fun.
They'll
they're just meeting
I
each
get
other.
Back.
Oh, I don't wink like Becky, this guy. Jeez.
Yeah, I know.
Christ, get
I'm pretty impressed with Becky, I gotta tell you.
Well, she's pretty impressive.
I also enjoy flirting. Flirting's fun. You ever flirt with people? You're married.
Well, not, yeah.
You're not married?
No, I am, yeah.
You're on the way out?
Hey, Blake, do you listen to this?
No, I don't flirt.
Blake, he's a musician?
No. Yes?
What does Blake do? Artist?
No. I met him through him. He introduced us.
Yeah, Stoner? What does Blake do?
I introduced her.
He was a comedian.
Karen to her husband, and I introduced Garfunkel to Oates, and that's, I'm done.
I knew that. Garfunkel did my podcast, and she told me that you were the yeah. cause of
it. Look at what it is.
Origin Becky, story every you. Time.
It's a salad. Just what you
it's
wanted.
No, which one's for you?
She's going to watch us eat.
That's awkward for everybody.
Is that what you say whenever you're in a restaurant? Can the chef come and sit with us and eat this?
There's a great line in The Spanish Prisoner, a movie, where he goes, what did the chef have?
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah. So, since Pete's such a salad lover.
I do love salad.
Hold it up and get a picture of just Pete and his salad.
Good idea. This one's thinking about multimedia.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you about this. This looks like spinach. Nope.
Yep.
Arugula.
Spinach.
There's arugula.
These are heirloom tomatoes.
Well, there's arugula.
Mm-hmm. I see some. Is that a piece of orange in there?
I think arugula is citrus, my favorite grapefruit. Salad thing.
Grapefruit. Okay.
So, yeah, I thought I'd do something kind of light. So this is...
Smart.
Yeah, and it's just...
Oh, Karen's already eating.
I wanted to do something that I could kind of pull together kind of quickly. So I just made a grapefruit vinaigrette with a little bit of Dijon and some yuzu. And then I also made... Well, not really made, but sliced the tomatoes, which there's two different kinds of heirloom tomatoes. They're just so beautiful. They're like green and red. They're all swirled together.
I love tomatoes so
much. Some Moroccan black olives, which are real salty, so that's why there's only two. But they play really well with, surprisingly, the grapefruit. And then, yeah, arugula, some radish. What? Why are you laughing at me?
You're reminding me of in American Psycho, Patrick Bateman goes like... there's a peanut butter soup, which is a playful combination.
Yeah, that's what I was channeling him.
Yeah, I
when
hope
I was
you were.
Describing.
Have you seen that movie?
American Psycho.
You like dark definitely. Movies? Oh God,
that was a good one. Old chainsaw. Scene.
My olives are having a disagreement with the arugula. They're not.
Like
yeah, they're not playing well together at all.
Is that right?
I'm just kidding.
Oh, I was like, damn. And then there's
they need to be separated.
Wait, what kind of cheese?
It's called Piave Vecchio, and it's similar to
oh, I know
like a
Piave
Romano.
Vecchio. Mm-hmm. No, I'm teasing.
Wait, I know something you don't know.
Tell me.
Yes.
Yes, go. Please.
God. Yeah, you know all about like the 16th century witch trials. But at least
I could eat a pile of those olives.
Aren't they great? Yeah, I love those things. Okay. Eat dogs. You don't want them.
I'm not an mm-hmm. olive person, but
totally.
The rest of this is delicious.
Yeah.
Pete, you like olives?
I love olives. I'm Lithuanian. We pickle everything.
Oh.
Yeah, I love all stuff. Pickled stuff.
Right?
Pickled beets, beet soup. Oh, my mom will make you a beet soup. Oh, yeah, it's kind of like borscht. It's very similar to borscht.
Okay.
Any soup you can put sour cream in, it's basically borscht.
Oh.
This is amazing.
Oh, yay.
Very simple. What does it mean that you made the dressing? You made it, like, mm-hmm. from oil and grapefruit and... vinegar?
Uh-huh. I used a little bit of yuzu and then...
What is yuzu?
Fresh...
That's like a... it's like an Asian
You've
flavor,
never heard
right?
of anyone making their own salad dressing before.
Right?
Oddly.
Well, I'm hosting the show pretty well.
Doing a great job,
yuzu is like
it's
a...
It's a fruit, actually. It's a little... it's somewhat like a cross between like a lemon and a lime that's smaller. It's used a lot in like
so
Asian
it's a lemon?
Cuisine.
It's really popular right? in Japanese food. Mm-hmm. You probably have it on sushi a lot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know yuzu. Oh, actually, one of my favorite sushi places is called Yuzu. It's in Burbank.
Hey, there you go. I knew you'd find a...
Finally.
Describe it.
Thank you.
I could use tomatoes. Man, the tomatoes.
It's cool, right? Just a little bit of sea salt. It's really, you know. So, you
know, so good.
It's good stuff, but
a tomato
it's easy enough.
With just a little salt on it. Oh, mm-hmm. God, I fucking
And love you always it. Want texture, so the hence the radishes and stuff like that.
Oh, my God, I didn't even notice this.
Mm-hmm.
How much effort did this fucking... It's like a potato sticks radish. Remember
right.
potato sticks?
Yeah, I think it's called like julienne, but it could be... Or mashed
That's what
sticks,
it means?
Slice.
Mm-hmm. Julienne is like... So potato sticks, that fucking fast
well,
food could...
Well, like shoestring? Is
yeah.
that what you're talking about?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
But the they're in a can?
Shoestring radish. Oh.
I feel like we're having a really nice time. I really like your cooking, and I feel like we have similar taste in movies. We should probably hang out.
Loving it. Me too. Yeah, it's all part of my master plan.
Is that true?
I could use some paper towels.
By the end of this show. What?
You can stalk me. Are you on Twitter? You tweet at me.
Right? Yep, exactly.
I'll follow you on Twitter. That'll be the start.
That's how everything starts, isn't it?
Kind of.
Kind of is.
This is fucking amazing.
Doug, what's up?
Just hanging out, watching you guys talk.
Oh,
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. Isn't this like, Pete, describe what you feel right
my
now.
My last
describe
bite.
Your thoughts. Describe
my last
what you
bite
feel.
Was so fucking perfect. Like, everything was great, but that last bite, everything kind of came together because the citrus of the grapefruit was kind of like on the plate.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, the tomato and the lettuce and the radish were all together on one fork, like a nightclub that they all got in together. And there was like a bouncer who was probably like a fucking douche avocado that was like, get in here because they know somebody, probably celery. They know celery, so they get in there.
I'm fucking totally
perfect.
I'm going to have to ask you to leave.
I think that the nightclub salad reference was a natural combination.
She loved it.
No, it was very good.
That's not
it was
an analogy combo.
He loves food.
It was great. I'm just getting a lot of messages from people. Why isn't Pete hosting
food.
Your show and you host Peace Show? Because nobody cares
Pete?
About religion.
I can relent. Mine's in the freezer. Yours is warm.
So
Becky, I'll go down with Becky.
I'm going to bust
oh,
open
right,
my
though.
Belvedere.
There should be, there's a freezer right. down there.
Yeah, there's a freezer.
What do you get?
Freezer-fridge combo. I got a Francis Ford Coppola Sauvignon Blanc.
Hey.
A little lighter.
Yeah, we'll get you
oh, thanks,
more.
Katie.
We'll hook you up.
It's not, but I did get it right from the refrigerator.
Katie,
some
ice.
Do you want some?
Ice.
Do you have enough
yeah,
for
yeah.
yours?
Yeah.
She wants some ice.
Oh.
Maybe I'll put
just
mine in
ice
an ice.
Would be
oh,
good.
Yeah.
Thanks, Katie. I didn't know this was going to be so delightful.
I'm starting my Belvedere.
This is
getting that going.
I'm telling you, this girl is so. I can't tell you this food she cooks on the show. You just go, what the. I mean,
I
and she's
you.
Never been
yeah.
to cooking school.
We've been saying
really?
Ever since.
Self-taught.
And
yeah.
she's never, ever worked in a restaurant.
Yeah, and we've been saying we should just have her be the chef every week. And then
so much fun.
People
what's
got people
place?
Got the
where
flu
you
know? And canceled.
I'll bring you a present every time.
Tell me where you go in Los Angeles.
If there's vodka involved every time, I'll keep coming back. I'd keep coming back anyway, frankly. Just
right?
For the company.
Oh, my God. She's
the champ.
Oh,
plus,
yes.
Plus, there's always somebody she has to take
again,
back
Pete?
To LAX from here.
If you were ever free, would you come back again?
Of course.
That would be so fun.
Yeah. This was a very casual
booking.
Oh, I'm
so glad you were able to secure a rebooking of my friend Pete.
I just got the whole thing together. You see that?
One time I emailed Doug. I was like, this guy would be great on Doug Loves Movies. And he was like, oh, this guy would be great on You Made It Weird, which is my podcast. And you attached a gif of a nun shooting sparks out her ass. And I was like, okay, you don't want any help booking your show. I get it. It was so fucking great.
No, I would
great.
Love to meet the person.
No, no, no.
Get to know them a little bit.
I love boundaries.
Like,
are
that's
you kidding?
What's fun about my show for me
yes.
is that there's, you know,
yeah,
it's all the guests are people that are friends of mine or people I really admire.
It's
that
an extension
I
of your
talked
life.
Into
you not
coming
like tomatoes?
On.
I understand that.
I'm all right with tomatoes, but you can have mine.
So
right you've already
what's
had
your favorite restaurant in LA?
Oh, my God, that's impossible.
What's one of them?
What's one of my favorite restaurants?
Oh, I like how you switched.
Did
it
we
up
ask her
quickly.
This last
yeah,
time?
Don't feel
no.
pressure.
Is this going to get repetitive?
Son of a Gun. You go to Son of a Gun. That's
I
a good
like
one.
That
oh, that's
place.
Pretty
yeah.
nice.
Son of a Gun's pretty cool. I like they have their champagne list too, which is really interesting.
Ooh, not
maybe
a big champagne.
Well, and
yeah.
there's not a lot of places that have like an extensive champagne list. You know, like
sure.
wine lists. Whiskey is so popular right now. Everybody has big whiskey lists. I love Waterloo and City, which is over on like the west side.
I don't know.
It's a great place. They do really good meat there. So, like, a lot of pâtés and terrines and stuff like that. It's bomb.
I love a chicken liver pâté.
Oh, I love
so
a chicken
good.
Liver pâté.
Oh, I thought you were saying you didn't like
oh,
it. That
I
was
do.
A, your face
yeah.
was deceptive.
Watch, I'll
you
say
frowning.
I don't like something.
Sue made
I don't
some.
Like chicken liver pâté, but watch carefully. I love chicken liver. It's different.
It's slightly
the mouth
different.
Is less engaged.
Like, maybe your eyebrow raises or something.
Yeah, right?
Have you had it at Animal over on Fairfax?
I've been to no, I've never been to Animal. I've been to Ammo.
I think
Ammo's
they have
good
chicken.
And on
Avocado.
Animals, that might not be up your alley so much with your, you know, you're not like as, they're like all about
mm-hmm.
using
yeah.
crazy parts
yeah, but
of
he's
it.
Talking chicken liver pate. So.
Well, that's
yeah.
chicken. It's not pig ears.
We were talking in your yeah. stead. yeah.
In your absentia.
Ooh, I have another recommendation too.
That I try to eat healthy, but I'm flexible. So I was saying
yeah.
I'm a flexi, pexi, what is it?
Flexi, pexi.
Like, I eat a lot of fish and a lot of, like, plants.
Right, right, right.
But when we're at, like, if we go to Ammo,
mm-hmm.
fuck everything. Bring,
yeah.
Bring me fucking...
I'm so there with you.
Do you. What's with pig ears? That's a new thing, right?
Yeah.
Great.
Crunchy cartilage. I'm
yeah,
into it. Lithuanian.
Wow.
We'll crunch
really?
A cartilage.
Go to Ford's Filling Station in Culver City. He does great pig ears there.
But what? I haven't had them yet, but,
oh.
I mean, I figure... I mean, is it just
like,
you could also get a tank of gas over at Fort
oh, good.
I'm so comfortable. I forgot we were doing a podcast. I was like, joke area flared up, and I was like, Doug will get it.
What about
pig cheek is great.
Yeah,
pig
but so but they and they don't make it look like the pig ear. They don't just serve like a pig ear.
No, they look
they
like
they have to chop it up
strips.
So it looks like mm-hmm. so because no one would eat just a pig ear looking thing.
Right.
They look like Doritos.
Exactly.
They're triangles.
They're not.
Yeah, they're good. They're just like little
strips.
Crispy fried things. You know what I mean? You probably wouldn't know that you were eating pig ear when you're eating them because they're usually just cut really thin and they're fried.
Is it like
kind of like pork rinds, but thinner.
Yeah, totally, yeah.
And less, and a little bit chewier.
The restaurant that I was at that served them, the menus were iPads.
Ooh, oh, yeah. That's fancy.
The first thing I did was try to go to the home screen and see what else they had.
Change things up?
They had it figured out, though. Work. It bounced right back to the menu.
So smart. Well,
what's up next? Yeah, what's going on? I think you were about to segue into it.
Hope you enjoyed.
That was great.
We got more tomatoes.
I would be thrilled.
I would love more tomatoes. Bring me tomatoes.
Yeah, bring him some extra ones.
All right. Ooh, look at this.
What is this?
But along with Katie doesn't want her tomatoes.
BRB.
She's like, bleh.
I'm so surprised because you know what?
This is awesome.
I would think you would eat tomatoes.
I don't like them plain.
She doesn't like them plain. But these are pretty. These are pretty dressed up though.
Yeah, no tomatoes.
I'm not a huge tomato fan
no
myself.
No cheese.
What episode?
I mean, I don't understand that. I can't get the tomato thing because they're the most delicious, crazy thing. So different than you would normally buy in a supermarket when you get them at the farmer's market or fresh from the vine. That it doesn't take. I think people get fooled by bad tomatoes.
Yep.
I do. I think it influences you forever because they don't.
I just don't like tomatoes.
Because
I'll eat a tomato.
I like tomato
apple.
Paste. You know, I like tomato on stuff, but like just eating a tomato, the texture of it and what's going on with it, I'm just not a huge fan.
And they're gorgeous.
Yeah, they're all right.
I could see how you wouldn't like
it. I mean, I have a lot of issues with fruits and vegetables in general.
What about watermelon?
Yeah, is she going to bring new plates?
Thank you.
Watermelon's awesome.
Okay.
I'll keep my fork.
So there's just some foods where I just can't believe tomato? That they came out of, that's what they look like. Like
what?
A watermelon. Like you cut it open, you're like, holy shit, look at this thing. Looks like it's art, you know?
I don't know.
Yeah. Here's a good question from Twitter.
They're tweeting live?
Robot Space Ninja wrote.
Oh. Hi, Robot
Well,
Ninja.
I'll answer it. Well, I'll try to answer it.
This is one of your fans?
It's somebody that follows me on Twitter.
Presumably.
So one of your
fans.
Yeah,
they might not even follow me. Sometimes when somebody writes something to me, you hit on it to like write back to them. They don't even follow you.
Why are you reaching out to me?
And
there's a girl that's been tweeting to me for weeks, like regularly, and every time I check to see if she's following me, it's bizarre.
Yeah.
Why would
she's not interested
that?
In following you, but nope. has things to say to you.
A lot of things to say.
Wants you to respond publicly is part of it.
Like I saw our friend Karen Kilgariff, who was here mm-hmm. last time.
I know Karen Kilgariff.
Somebody wrote her something stupid on, you know, and so she retweeted it.
Yeah, with her own.
And I wanted to say a number of things to this person.
Right.
Which
true.
I didn't.
But
I'm
you couldn't reach out.
I could.
Directly.
I could.
Because they don't follow you.
Well, yeah. I'd have to write through her. Yeah.
Sure.
But anyway, that's what they do, right? That's how they find you. They see you on something. They see at Doug Benson somewhere else.
Yeah. You're figuring out how Twitter works?
Yeah.
So.
I don't know.
Robot Space Ninja wrote, if you could choose one food for Michael Bay to base his next blockbuster on.
Oh, good question.
Yeah. What would it be? And then hashtag Doug loves foovies.
Gosh darned it. Unfortunately, he jumped off that San Pedro Bridge.
Who did?
Oh, no. That's a different one.
Michael Bay. First of all, I don't think he would jump off into a bay.
I'd say
that would be a little too on the nose.
I got the wrong action director.
Ice cream or cotton candy looks the most like an explosion, so I'll say that.
Oh, ice cream or cotton candy.
I'll
the movie.
Pop Rocks?
That's a good one. Oh, Pop Rocks.
Okay.
Yeah, it could be like a sequel to The Rock.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. How about something where you just have water in a pan and pour water and pour oil on it? It'd go crazy.
If you put oil on it?
Yeah, and
it was
in a
Pop Rocks
pan.
And Coke, right?
Well,
that's
yeah.
That's supposed to murder you. It
well,
does.
That should be it.
But Mentos in Coke makes it explode.
Mentos in Diet Coke.
Makes
I
it
believe.
Explode everywhere.
I miss Becky.
What else would be good? Oh, what about something that you have to light on fire?
Oh, like Flambé?
Bananas Foster.
Like
Flambé, the movie?
Bananas Foster.
Yeah.
Narrated by Morgan Freeman.
I could go for Baked Alaska.
Okay.
That could be a good movie for me.
Baked Alaska, yeah.
Yeah, it's just a bunch of guys stoned in Alaska, and they're
you know,
on
that's
a,
what TJ did that once. He thought
thing.
Being the title Baked Alaska was so funny, he flew to Alaska to smoke pot. He thought that was so funny. He did it. He
flew to Alaska
yep.
just to smoke pot and say I was
baked
in Alaska.
Yeah.
What, couldn't he do a gig there while he was there?
He just went.
Have you ever performed there?
Oh, yeah. The Pier Street Annex.
I've done a couple shows in Alaska.
Have you been to the Pier Street Annex?
No.
That was a popular one.
In Anchorage?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been to the other place.
I used to do Comedy Pete, sorry.
What happened?
Oh, I kind of still do it at cafes. It's really, really exciting.
So, like, it's like the return to the beginning.
Yeah,
you probably started in cafes, right?
No.
Coffee
I had
shops?
Comedy clubs when I started.
Oh, back in those days.
Yeah, they had tons of them.
That's cool. But now you're a writer and a podcast host.
That's right. And comedian.
Still comedian.
At cafes.
Right.
And I'm the improv.
Yeah, I'm not judging.
No, it's no big deal that you guys, I mean, you guys are.
Do you feel judged?
Not at all.
Like, okay, good.
Oh, no.
Becky Reams already tweeted about this. Becky?
What'd she say?
Yeah, she wrote, just met Pete Holmes.
It's pretty exciting.
Best laugh ever.
Ha.
Dining with Doug and Karen podcast, always a riot. And then she ran out. She gave a salad and then ran out and caught a bus.
What if she is?
Back to
what
Playa,
if she's
Playa
killing
Del
a pig
Rey.
Right now? Just to prove that I can cook pig ears too.
Is there a theory behind why it's so slow when she goes to get a new thing?
No.
Is she
well,
just
that's
like
okay? She's probably preparing
she
it
wasn't
nicely.
Slow last time.
She says she's a.
I think she's
oh,
down
maybe
there
it's
shooting
because we
heroin.
Asked her, maybe it's because we asked her like 30 minutes ago to do this.
Fox Master Chef contender
she's
chef
actually preparing.
Oh, you mean asked her to do this show?
Yeah. Yeah.
Food photographer.
So that's maybe it. Yeah.
Life lover.
I just wanted some theories.
Cocktail taster.
And gonna be Master Chef winner with her own. And when you win Master Chef, you get your own cookbook deal.
Pete's just crazy about cocktail tasters.
Sarcasm dealer, thrill seeker. That's what she's got.
Yeah.
6,764 followers.
That'd be quite a thrill to climb Pete Holmes.
Yeah, if I was a girl, I'd love to have sex with me.
Oh, well, there
you think?
Go.
Just mostly out of curiosity, right?
I just think it would
like,
be fun.
What's that giant dick going to do to me?
I think it would be fun to fuck somebody that's roughly the size of a queen Tempur-Pedic mattress.
How horrible would it be to be your height and then have a tiny dick?
I know. I understand Shaquille O'Neal doesn't have a big dick.
What?
Yeah.
That, that he is has not
to,
possible.
That he has to warn girls that it's normal. It's not small,
oh.
But if you
but
look
normal,
at it.
But
what you assume
how's he
it's
even
going
gonna
to
get
be?
At that shit? Because he's got so much body.
I know. It's
got
to get past his big Shaq belly.
Oh, they got to get on top.
They do get on top.
That's all there is to that.
And he shoots free throws with his free hand. I've heard that he has to be like, look, it's fine, but it's not what you think.
This is what you've heard.
Yeah.
What he has to say to ladies right before he
and me right
porks
before
him.
You fucked me. And it was gentle. It was very
that's
you're
why
barely
you
going to notice.
You don't see him taking a picture of himself nude in front of the mirror like a lot of the guys.
Mm-hmm.
Like a lot of what guys? Like what? A lot of professional basketball players?
Like
a lot of giant black guys?
Yeah.
Please, if you're a giant black guy with a tiny dick, please take a naked picture and post it on the internet.
I'm saying he doesn't.
Because that's impressive.
Have you heard Kurt Metzger's bet?
Of course he doesn't do that.
About how Asian porn.
You don't see a lot of comedians except for Jamie Foxx doing that. Sorry, excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
What?
In Asian porn, like you watch Japanese porn, the dicks tend to be smaller. And his bit is, and these are their porn dicks. It's very funny.
Those are the biggest ones.
These are their, like, the stars.
Who says that?
Kurt Metzger.
Kurt Metzger.
These are their porn dicks.
I love Kurt Metzger. He's one of the guests
things.
On the latest episode of the Benson Interruption that you can get for $1.99 in the comedy album section of iTunes.
Is that true?
Mm-hmm.
$1.99 seems like a pretty reasonable price to pay for
that. You guys travel all over the country doing comedy, possibly out of the country.
Time talks.
On occasion. I've
you
been
must
to Alaska.
Get all kinds of women. Am I right?
All kinds.
You're not married, right?
Neither.
I haven't had all kinds. What kinds have you not had so far?
Oh, there's. You could fill a book.
You've been
with
a black lady, haven't you?
I've never been with a black lady. No.
I've never been with a black lady.
You tried. Why did you assume I had, and then you said you had?
How? Just because you know?
Why not?
You've been.
They're already used to the capacity that's necessary.
So large.
Gosh, I almost feel like this is.
What is this?
This
Becky,
is,
I feel like this is
going to
be the best thing
I've
ever eaten.
Norwegian? Are you Norwegian, Pete?
Lithuanian.
Same
thanks
thing.
For nudging that a little
like
bit,
something
right?
Something that would be your.
Yeah, like
cuisine.
A latke.
Yeah.
Potato pancake. Me and the Jews share a lot of
we're
the
just talking
same
about beets.
Food.
They're
I
beets.
Love beets.
Yeah,
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 that's right.
So I made. So
and grapes.
It's kind of two
God,
things.
God, I love
but
beets.
It's a little sandwich, and it's actually a chicken sausage that right. I cooked down with beet greens. And there's onions and pepper in there. And then I made a harissa aioli on the bottom. And then on the side is just marinated golden beets with black grapes. And the beet greens are also shredded on top of the sandwich.
Jesus Christ.
Do dogs eat black grapes?
That's a great question.
Do dogs eat black grapes?
Is this the defining question as to whether
they try it?
Well, because they reject regular grapes.
Do they really? Their kidneys...
I did not know that.
I thought
their kidneys stop working.
They roll them around in their mouth and then they just spit them out.
No, they eat them and they get super, super sick.
I've seen a lot of them just spit it right out.
Yeah, really? No, they eat them.
Like, they play with it for a second, like, oh, this is food, and then they don't think it's food because it's so...
That's the top button. Yeah, I just put it on the side.
Well, eat them, and then...
Because it's so hard to puncture.
And then it hurts their tummies.
Chicken sausage.
Their kidneys.
Are you eating this down there?
I taste everything to make sure that it tastes okay.
I hope so.
At least we finally have two conversations going at once on this show. I would hate for the show to always be just one conversation.
Aioli.
How do you like it?
Fucking... I'm not an ass aioli. I love it. Thank you, Becky.
That aioli is good.
You like it? Mm-hmm. Cool. Yeah, the harissa, it's almost like a sambal or something. It's like a red chili paste. And you can make it.
This is
so
spicy
good.
And good.
Yeah.
This one
she's spicy.
She has like the flavors that go crazy in your mouth.
Cool. Awesome. That's what I was hoping for. And then the salad on the side, you know, it's very
and
it's
I think
just
that's a professional.
It's like an insane asylum in your mouth.
Yeah. They
it's
go nuts.
Shutter Island in your hole.
They go crazy.
That's exactly what I was
Doug,
going
like
for.
That, huh?
Go team.
So good.
It's good. It's
and
really
I just
good.
Did a half.
It all goes so good. I mean,
because I didn't want you guys to fill up too much because you guys were talking about the bread.
I promised my
ago,
son.
So I try not to take
no,
too
no,
much.
Didn't
time.
I specifically say that I'm not so Los Angeles that I don't eat bread?
Yeah, he doesn't bread. Care about bread, but I was telling her last time she was here
uh-huh.
because she did a whole everything had no bread
mm-hmm.
and it was easier for me to deal with. It was easier for me to eat everything because there was no bread. We've had guests that bring everything as bread. And when you eat a bunch of things that have bread...
Just fill up.
It's a little,
yeah.
little heavy
yes,
after a while.
Sure.
Ah, this is so good.
Cool. It's
really,
this
really
be,
great.
This is a great thing to have like at your like food. If you what were you gonna, what do you want? A restaurant?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely I do.
Well, no, because I mean some people do want like a food truck
mm-hmm.
like brigade,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Well, and I thought that this, too, I mean, it's very, it's, like, approachable. It's nothing that's insane, but it's all about kind of finding, like, those flavors that go
It is approachable.
Well
I was
together.
Like, hey, what's up? And it didn't,
didn't talk
resist
back.
Me shoving it in my mouth.
How often does that happen?
Not often enough.
Not often enough.
How about one of these?
I can't shove everything in my mouth.
So which chefs
Lies.
Are hacks?
What are they
Yeah,
again?
Good idea.
No
what
comment.
Are they again?
Feet. Let's see this one.
Do you want a bite?
I think you're going to
no,
love it.
I'm good. Thanks.
I'm going to put it inside
Seriously.
My sandwich.
Have
no.
a bite.
No,
so
no,
I
it's okay.
It. How is it that you're just...
Because it's what I do. I'm used to like making food and like hoping people like it.
Oh, I'm used to that
so,
with comedy.
And actually, this a similar rendition of this recipe. So I just started with this company called PK4 Media, and they hired me to do these cooking shows. So we just had our first filming day like 2 weeks ago.
For what?
It's going to be a cooking series called Foodie Next Door. And it's going to be a web series, and it's going to be on this website called Whisked Foodie. And it's a great site. I also have been doing food writing for them, which is really fun. So every week I get to kind of write about, you know, whatever I want, basically, in
What's
LA.
The site called?
Whisked Foodie. Like,
Whisked, W-H-I-S-K-E-D?
Yes, that's the
F-O-O-D-I-E?
One. Yep. I like that you kind of look up and away from me as
it's
you're spelling that out.
Foodie Next Door?
Yeah, and my cooking series is going to be called Foodie Next Door. It's going to be awesome, and it launches, I think, next month, so kind of keep your eye out. But we did our first filming the other day, and we did eight episodes. And, yeah, just throw that in absinthe wherever. I mean, you know.
I had an idea for a cooking show
yeah?
where I would be like, I'd be just say, let's see who's home. And that was like the idea, you know. So then I would just pop in and go, "What are you making?" Whatever they were having,
you
I'd have a
come.
Camera crew follow me,
you?
And I would just show up and say, "What are you making?" And then I would be like just lingering around,
uh-huh.
you know. Oh, what's that?
It's a great
so it sounds
idea.
Like taking this to the next level. Like so far, we've
yeah.
tricked a lot of chefs to come down
yeah.
and give us free food, and now you can just show up and bang on people's doors.
What are you guys cooking?
Yeah.
What are you making?
Instead of making them come to you, you can go to them.
What's
That's
that?
That's actually a good idea. Like Cash Cab, spoiler. You know Cash Cab?
Yeah.
That they don't know they're going to be on Cash Cab, but they know they're going to be on something.
typically.
Really? Okay.
So they'll be like, we're sending a cab to pick you up here, and then you have to sign this.
So that's why they still act surprised when the cab lights go off.
Yes, that's still surprising.
But you don't surprise me.
That's why they also settle in and know what they're doing pretty
regularly.
Quickly.
Yeah, pretty soon.
They don't sit there going, I don't know about this.
So for your show, you have to be like, what's a night that you typically cook for yourselves? And then like, okay, well, we'll pick you up after you eat. When are you usually done? 7. And then you come at 6.
Genius.
And see what they're eating.
Oh, that's great. Like Jiffy that works. Pop. I actually was thinking, how would you do that?
They're ordering takeout.
Becky.
That's how you'd do that. You'd talk to Pete Holmes.
Yeah, that's smart.
If he knows everything.
You're having a meeting with show business right now.
I love it.
Becky, what is like a guilty food combo? What's something simple that you like? Chefs love simple stuff, like their mom's meatloaf, cold sandwich.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, I think you get like jaded too. Well, not jaded per se, but there's always
how
like
many
a
reductions
certain, like,
can you eat?
Right?
Don't you dare reduce that balsamic one more time. I mean, because there's always that nostalgia associated, right? So that's why I love to cook.
Like Ratatouille. Have you seen Ratatouille?
Definitely seen Ratatouille. Okay. Love Ratatouille.
See, I don't just love
We have so much in common.
Food movie?
These guys know Patton Oswalt, I bet.
Oh, I'm obsessed. I was watching Reno 911 last night.
Is he on it?
Patton Oswalt. It was one of the ones where he's the World of Warcraft guy or whatever.
He's LARPing.
Oh my God, I die. I love that show.
He's hilarious.
Yeah. I got to see Hellbaby yesterday.
Is he in
that? How was it?
No,
Thomas Lennon.
Reno 9/11 reminded me of it.
Reno.
Was it good?
And,
I listened to your Doug Loves Movie when you talked.
Yeah,
about
it. It was quite enjoyable.
9/11 was just loosely scripted.
All of our friends are in it.
9/11 or Reno 9/11?
All of our friends were in 9/11.
It's official. That's happening.
You're the worst. But. But is Ratatouille your favorite food movie? Your favorite foovy.
Foovy.
Mine is
Was I looking at you?
Yeah, it's weird that you interrupted, Karen. Jesus, what is
What's
this?
Your favorite? At least you're chewing.
She's lady meat.
You're trying
she
to
was what? Chewing. She interrupted. You interrupted yourself and me to chew and interrupt.
And then I can't remember the name of the movie.
Oh, okay, perfect. We'll come back to you. Becky?
I like Big Night.
That's the one.
That's the one.
Oh, I love Big Night. It's so funny. No way, for real? I love Big Night.
No, but I'm writing it down now. no, that's my favorite food movie, but yeah, Big Night. But I also really like, I guess it's not really, it's food.
Sideways?
Willy Wonka.
Oh, okay.
And the Chocolate Factory.
I consider Spanglish kind of a food movie.
Not yes, it is.
Yes,
because
he's a chef.
Is.
Yeah.
When he pours that dark beer and he has
and
the
he's
burger
making the
with
sandwich
the egg on him.
And the, which,
that
by the way.
Scene is so deliberate. It doesn't belong anywhere. You know the directors and the producers had to fight for that
right,
scene.
Right, exactly.
It's like a six-minute shot
beautiful.
Of him making a fucking
Well, it's James L. Brooks,
sandwich.
So he probably didn't have to
and
fight for it.
And he opens that restaurant and he wants three stars, isn't it? And he gets four stars.
It was amazing. He was like best new chef in America.
That movie, underrated. It's not that good, but I like it. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like
that
I
was
look
the
past
one with
the flaws.
Who was the
Adam Sandler? He's a chef. And
yeah.
It's James L. Brooks
Mega
and
Man or something.
Tia.
I just want to cook a nice sandwich.
I normally can't do impressions when I'm drinking, but that was
I just want to cook a.
Okay, on point. The one in Big Night where they make that egg.
This is him in Reno.
They make like either an egg or scrambled eggs. Now I haven't seen it in so long. Do you remember that part where he's just it's just a simple omelet
over here.
He's making the omelet. Yep,
it's just a little omelet. And it's just, they're just making it on. There's no talking going on. And it's just him making it
We're back to Big Night now?
Yeah. Well, that's the best one.
It's great. Yeah. Because there's so much. And for any
it's
show.
It's the last scene of the movie, spoiler alert.
That's a
spoiler alert.
I like that book.
It's a spoiler alert.
What's a spoiler alert?
When there's like a spider coming at you, but it turns out it's not a spider.
Oh, that's
you know,
the worst.
It's just a spoiler.
When there's a depressed wife lowering herself into a pool, I call that a Skyler alert. Thank you, Katie.
You broke so bad.
You don't watch Breaking Bad?
No, I haven't in a while. I watched through the end of, I think, season 3, and then I don't know.
It's so good. Landry.
I'm sorry.
Landry? What about,
Redhead guy.
For, I think I should, I don't know.
What?
Do it. I'm about to bring up
what?
The next course.
Shit. Yeah, let's get the next course going. That was delicious.
Two more?
It's not a tumor.
It's not a tumor. It's not a tumor.
Is that a cooking movie?
Ah, I heard that.
Kindergarten Cop is a great cooking movie.
I love that movie.
Yeah.
Who is your daddy? And what does he do?
Do you like
boys
all those
have
movies?
A penis, girls like have what? A vagina?
Like all the kind of like Kindergarten Cop, those kind of like 90s sort of comedies like that. Like I don't know what it is. I just can eat them up. I love them.
Those are good ones.
They're okay.
Yeah. Well, they're not great though. They're just like I don't know what to say about them.
There's a what I call a cable watchable
like Twins.
Movie. Well, I don't know if that is.
Well,
but,
I don't know. You know, I mean, like,
but Kindergarten Cop's cable watchable because it's got enough story elements and enough action,
like,
and enough comedy.
Now,
no daddy daycare.
I just want to daycare.
I don't know what.
I just want
to be a daddy to someone.
I want to be a daddy.
I want to call you.
I don't have Jason.
My child, and you call me daddy.
Sir, I'm just trying to ring up your order here at Kmart.
I'm texting Jason.
You're texting Jason?
God, you guys love the new.
He's working on. That's so, what we're producing these things. We're producing these things while we do them sometimes, these podcasts.
Would you say that the... I mean, this is just... I mean, I'm sure it's obvious, but...
Yeah,
what are you like? 30?
What good guess, 33.
What do you 33. Like?
What do you like, 30?
15-year-olds?
No, but since you started comedy...
Yeah.
Would you say that it starts with getting, you have to be twittering, tweeting?
He's pre-Twitter and pre-podcast. He's been doing comedy long enough that he can't answer your question.
Really?
Yeah.
Would you say that the newer comics then?
The newer, if someone, as soon as the day someone says, I'm going to be a comic,
yeah,
they should start a Twitter account. And a couple days later, they should start a podcast.
That's true.
There's reason not to.
I'll never forget a comedian at an open mic had this very funny bit where he was like, it's a weird generation to be starting comedy in. Because he was like, can you imagine if someone, you got an email that was like, Richard Pryor invited you to the Facebook event, Richard Pryor at the Comedy Store. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
right,
there was an integrity to coming up slowly and popping all of a sudden. But now everybody wants to see all the grit. They want to see every step of the way. I think.
Does it do it for them? I mean, does it work?
It's got to be a struggle because just having a Twitter account doesn't mean people are going to follow it. You have to put funny jokes
on there and get word of mouth going.
But it's a leg up that we did not have.
That's true.
Right. Okay.
A zillion years ago.
I just Shelby Farrow worked on my pilot, and a lot of the reason I know her is because of Twitter.
Well, certainly,
yeah. Rob Delaney's huge
because of Twitter.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for Twitter, that guy would not be doing what he's doing right now.
And his head is
He's a hilarious guy.
Because God doesn't love him.
He's a giant, hilarious, godless, freaky, drug-hating. He's anti-marijuana. Fuck that guy.
Is he?
People always forward his... When he says something anti-marijuana, people forward it to me. They retweet it to me.
What, he's sincere?
Like saying, look, your friend is... Like, no, that's the point, is he's just joking around, but they always think that he's anti-marijuana because he says things like he writes jokes that are... like, you know, kind of joking around from like a conservative point of view or something.
When I just, you know, like just to say 15 years ago, say, people would start, oh, I got to get a website, you know, you make your comedy website. Well, it doesn't have nearly, I mean, it's like.
Website makes no sense anymore. Nobody. I mean, it's something you can do if you're good at it or you know someone that will do it for you. But you got Jason?
Don't worry, everybody.
Is
the
it all
next
good?
Podcast will be fine.
I'm going to text you while you're talking to Jason about this show.
I turn my phone off during my own podcast.
Do you have YouTube stuff and it's got lots of hits and all that?
Yeah.
And it's better than TV sometimes, right?
We do Batman videos for College Humor. They have like 5-6 million
views. College
Humor,
that's a huge thing.
You missed the important part.
They have... No, but College Humor to me, every time I see...
I brought together two of my least favorite listeners.
If I'm calling you on not listening, it's
every
time to take an inventory.
Every time I hear College Humor, I cannot believe... I mean, it's like an amazing thing that people watch and listen to that nobody, like... I mean, I never would think that it's only on the web. There's no other outlet for it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's
that's true
incredible.
Of a lot of popular humor sites and stuff.
E-Bombs World, College Humor.
I did a thing for Morgan Spurlock has a Mansum show on Yahoo something or other.
Mansum?
Mansum. It's kind of a spinoff of his movie.
Are you going to do
called
Give
Mansum.
Me Mansum Weed?
No, no. If I did that, I'd do smoke some. But but he makes too many movies for me to parody every single one of them. But I was on his Mansum thing, and it's on Yahoo something or other, and but they were telling me it gets 2.5 million views a week, and it's like a daily thing they put on. It's only like 4 minutes long, but it gets that many hits. That's like better than cable. Like people on cable television are getting less attention than some web shows.
Don't you take 2.5 million hits a week up high?
I try.
Ah.
But the week's not long enough. I always get to 2 million and just never make it over to that 500 extra.
My podcast is sometimes strangely anti-drug because I don't respond well to it, which is something you told me, Doug. When you met me, I had never smoked pot, and you were like, I don't think it would be for you. And you were right. My brain, something about the way my brain works, it doesn't not.
Well, yeah, and the first time I met him, he was crazy drunk and wouldn't stop putting me down.
He wouldn't stop putting you down?
Yeah, not, carried not insulting you all the way? Me, like picking me up.
And then?
And holding me in the air.
Like a baby?
Like hugging me.
And I think I licked him.
He loved you.
You might have licked me. It was brutal.
I was licking.
And a lot of punching.
Yeah.
A lot of punching in the arm really hard.
Like 25 or something.
Which I rarely put up with, but I liked him.
Did you go to Where did you go to college, Pete?
Oh, I went to a weird Christian school called Gordon College. Christian, like serious Christian school.
Like so there's probably not a lot of drugs there, I imagine.
No drugs, no drinking, no nothing.
That's a lot of times where that kind of stuff, you know, starts.
Yeah. I'm glad I didn't do drugs or drink until I was in my 20s. I didn't smoke pot until I was 28.
Doug didn't start smoking pot till he was an older...
Yeah, 28 also.
I've heard a rumor that that really tipped you, that like, unlocked something in your brain, that you were funny, then you smoked pot, and then suddenly you were, like, super relaxed on stage, and it made everything funnier.
I don't know if suddenly is the right word for it.
No, that's like knocked him funny.
No, I don't think so.
He was really funny all the time.
Yeah, but smoking weed all the time definitely gave me something to talk about that, like, it was... somewhat of a revelation that audiences were that interested in that subject.
I see.
You know, I became very open about it.
Oh my goodness, what's
and,
this?
And noticed that people enjoy it when you're open that bad. Thank you.
Sure.
Is this porridge?
Becky, you brought yourself
this beef porridge?
This is turning my world around, whatever this is.
So this one is beef short ribs.
Oh.
So I did the short ribs and I braised them with Madeira and red wine.
Braise yourself.
Braise it. Braising. And then I did it with creamy grits with a little bit of cheese.
Grits
and then
is just ground up corn.
True.
True.
Here's
it's true.
Drink
and then
shove it. And then micro kale. And then there's a roasted pepper and like jalapeno pea stew on the top.
Oh, wow.
Jeez.
With parsley and some other herbs.
Well, grits normally don't taste good.
Is this leftovers
opinion.
From MasterChef? I mean...
Mm-mm.
Grits normally
how do you put it together so
don't
fast?
Taste good, in my opinion.
I did all
but
of this
these grits... are tasty.
Really?
Thanks for letting me finish that before bringing up your next question.
You should have her on Doug Loves Movies.
Doug, you should repeat that whole statement just to really get the gist.
No,
of
I want then I want to hear your statement. Like it's just a thing that I haven't experienced with Karen before where she asks a question as I'm speaking about something. She asks the next question.
You're just noticing it now.
This is incredible.
I've never noticed it before.
Yeah. What's on
You've
top?
Been doing this
Key,
every week?
Jalapeno.
And then he does it also?
Well, Becky and I have a thing, and we're enjoying it. There's a jalapeno.
A corner over
yeah,
here.
I'm pretty interesting. I'm in show business. I'm like an exciting person.
Oh, he did
She's
the eye close
chef.
Thing. I think I'm lucky on the third course, because last time I was here, I think it was the third course when you got really happy.
Oh, we weren't.
I usually kind of do it progressively, you know? So I start
I've
light and I kind of build
through
up
all of it.
To a strong.
To be honest with
I've
you.
Never had short ribs before, I don't think that often.
Really?
Maybe a couple times.
They're like regular ribs, but they don't have patience for your bullshit.
Regular ribs, but they're tired of your antics.
I love agreement. Nothing makes me laugh more than agreement.
I do short ribs in more
so
like an
true.
Asian style, too, because you know how much I love to cook with Asian flavors. You know?
I didn't
but
even
I kind of
it.
Went a little bit in a different direction today. Show you guys some different stuff.
This is amazing.
But, yay.
I
and
love
I love grits,
what
too.
You put on top, which is the pea jalapeno thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's not pea. It's the pea stew, which is whatever. It's just a fancy word
pea
for
stew?
Like a,
oh,
like
not
a
peas.
Sauce or almost like a relish or something.
How much French are we speaking? You personally.
Hopefully not too much. Not too much.
Moutard.
I know about as much French as I need to make my way around a kitchen. So much of cooking is French.
A lot of
you know?
It is like, go over here.
Exactly. Hey,
this is the oven.
Behind you.
What? But is there a pea stew soup? Or, I mean, is there something?
Were you done, Doug? I don't want to answer any more questions.
No, I've had a question since like three of Pete questions ago, but Karen got in before me, so go ahead.
What was it? No,
go
no,
ask.
Just a pea stew. Is that a soup sometimes or like a stew?
It could be. A pea stew, P-I-S-T-O-U, it's like a sauce. It's a way of like making a sauce where you kind of bring a bunch of flavors together, usually with herbs
yeah,
and oil.
It's not S-T-E-W. Like
no,
you and Pete thought.
That is what I thought.
Two words, like Pete.
He doesn't know everything. There's some things I don't know, and I celebrate that.
If you go into a restaurant, Becky, and you order the grits because you love the grits, What do you do to them once they bring them to you before you eat them?
Put butter on them if there's not already butter on them.
Really?
Because that's what I was going to say. It's just the grits. Just grits. When they just bring you them normal, I have no need for them.
Well, and I think it's a regional thing, too. You know, I mean, well, if you look at it this way, too, I mean, polenta and grits are the exact same thing. It just has to do with the type of corn. So yellow corn would be polenta. It's Italian. White grits, southern. I grew up,
that's
like,
the difference.
In the country.
White people eat polenta.
I'm white.
You're a black person going, I need some more polenta.
My grandmama made the best polenta. Was that offensive?
I don't know.
Was that voice offensive?
Kind
of offensive.
I love grits, though. My mom made them for me when
my
I was a
grandmama?
Kid, so. You don't see them very often here anymore.
That's just taking liberties there.
And everybody has their own way of making grits, too. It's a very, like, the way that your mom makes it is kind of like the way that you make it type thing. So.
Your grandmama.
And some people, my grandmama, exactly.
Thank you.
But a lot of people eat grits sweet. My best friend, she likes them really sweet, so she'll put sugar on her grits. Mm. I like them savory. I like them savory.
That's what Mel Gibson meant to say was, what's up, sugar grits?
Instead of sugar tits?
Yeah.
I love your Mel Gibson, your Lethal Weapon joke where you were on the toilet.
I'm too old for this shit?
I'm getting too old for this shit. Doug has a joke where he was taking a dump.
I think they've got it.
And it
I
was
think
taking too
I think they've
long.
Heard the whole thing.
I'm getting too old for this shit.
I think about that all the time. Super funny. Becky, super delicious.
Yay.
So great.
It's really good.
Unbelievable.
I'm glad y'all like it.
Y'all?
The little three-year-old, he took a dump in a bucket the other day.
Oh, jeez. Excellent segue.
That was, honestly.
Life is different on your side of the fence.
He's walking around nude. And the next thing you know, he shits in his little cousin's
bucket. Sounds like your life,
bucket.
No?
No, very different.
I have a picture of it.
Walking around naked, taking poo.
Oh, no, my life. Yeah, me as a man. Yeah, absolutely. I'm doing what your children do.
Right.
Was he trying to establish ownership of the bucket? Or was he?
So you're the number one. I'm going straight for the number two.
He had to go.
Then they really won't touch
he
it.
You just saw something that you could go in and did it.
I'm going to eat this. Why aren't you eating?
What was wrong with the pool?
I don't know. He was out.
We were vacationing, and he saw this possibility and said, well, I got to go. And, well, then he did it.
Then he did it. Just did it.
And now you're searching your phone for a picture of it?
Yeah, I have a picture.
I do not want to see that.
Nope.
This is how good your food is.
It's going to be
none of us.
Well, not that.
Hey, we're eating. We all enjoyed the food separately. And said, you can talk about diarrhea if you want. I'm still eating some pea soup.
This is a cute picture.
A cute picture of your kids shitting in a bucket?
Yeah.
While we're trying to eat? Oh, that is adorable.
Jesus, get that out of here.
He looks like, what
it's
is
horrifying.
That movie, The Blue Lagoon?
He's cute.
He looks like Christopher Atkins?
See the number two.
Is he on the Christopher Atkins diet?
He only eats pussy and seaweed.
He looks like Blue Lagoon.
Thank you very much.
That's your son? He's beautiful.
I'm on the
underage.
He's going to grow up and look like Heath Ledger.
How often do you hear that?
That seaweed is aged. He's not touching it.
You guys missed the best joke of the podcast.
They didn't miss it.
Pete, did you hear?
Right here.
Did you hear what he says?
Do you want some more short ribs?
Yes, I do.
She said he's beautiful.
Put him on my plate.
And it's him taking a poop in a bucket.
Why don't you eat enough of the? I mean, why aren't you?
No. I have two. Okay. I'm having one and a half.
Oh, okay.
I'm not fucking around.
Ah, shit.
Oh yeah, we got a picture of get a picture of Karen with the braised ribs.
Oh,
yeah,
shit.
I see it.
Isn't he cute though?
Yeah, it's a cute face. One. Like, just crop it so I don't have to see him shitting in a bucket.
Oh yeah.
Get rid of the shitting in a bucket part. No, there's no reason to show people that along with the food. And it won't show up.
It's my agent.
That's a terrible picture.
It's a great picture.
Let's see what Pete's agents have to say.
Hey, Katrina, how are you?
Oh, and he's doing business.
Oh, it's Katrina.
The podcast. So much fancier than me.
Yeah. I would just get the message.
I'm on my way to what now?
He's not on his way to anything.
I am in LA tomorrow. Yeah, I'm going out for. Is this about Always Sunny?
Oh, he's up for a part on Always Sunny.
Is that still on the air?
Yeah, it's great.
Oh, great.
That's a good show.
Yeah.
That was done.
Happy ending.
I hope you get it. Oh, happy endings.
Happy
That's another good
different.
One. I like happy endings too.
Oh, cool. What
it?
Time?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't know we were talking about a movie. Happy
it's
endings.
A TV
just
show.
In
TV show.
Oh, I thought you meant life.
Happy endings on ABC. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia on FX.
Oh.
FX.
Settle yeah, down. I'll do that. 12 is fine.
12 o'clock. Going to take it easy tonight. Got a 12 o'clock audition.
Oh, you
so happy endings.
That's perfect. Thank you so much.
What are you playing, like a loud, rude guy? He's still on the phone with his agent. Yeah, we gotta go.
Shit, really?
Ooh, one more course.
I'll yeah, we got one more course.
Right now while he's doing business.
Okay,
yeah?
Becky.
Great.
Thank you.
Well, I will let you know how it goes. Thank you.
Yeah, they're dying to know how it goes.
Maybe we should cut some stuff out.
Okay, cool.
Cut
thank
what
you so
stuff
much.
Out?
I don't know. It's too long.
Back it's not here. Too long. It's fine. It's too long when you start talking about how it's too long. But that was one of the more riveting half a conversations that has ever been recorded for a podcast. What would you do if a guest on your show just took out their phone and did that?
You know, I actually mean it as a compliment. This is so casual and fun. I really enjoy it.
You were
it.
Complimenting us. It was like belching after a meal in Japan.
In Japan or farting.
Pete, what's been your favorite acting job?
I haven't had a lot. I had a lot of acting jobs.
Just starting to do them?
Sounds like you're about to get a couple. Like what? Why? What was the confusion with, are you also up for It's
oh,
Sunny
I'm doing
in Philadelphia?
Always Sunny tomorrow at 4, and I'm doing...
You're auditioning for it.
Auditioning, yeah.
What's your part?
The part for Always Sunny is like a psychic. It's going to be fun. I think that's up my alley.
Yeah.
And then Happy Endings is like, I don't know. They didn't say what it was. That should be fun.
They got to tell you because you might have to wear a specific outfit.
I don't dress up.
Ever?
Never.
Like if you were reading for like, Marilyn Monroe, you just show up in a black t-shirt?
If they were like lawyer, always dressed to the nines, I'm like, fuck you. Use your imagination.
I love that.
This is 15 minutes of my day. You can't picture me in a tie? Get the fuck out of the way.
I love that attitude.
Right? I don't know if it works.
Although he did say he doesn't do a lot
it
of acting.
It doesn't work in commercials. I know that. They really want you to look the part because they're just videotaping you and then showing it to the client.
I'll tell you this. Matt McCarthy, who's booked more commercials than anyone I know, this is one of my favorite stories. He booked those Verizon commercials. It was like 30 spots or something. Mm-hmm. And he had a big red beard. And they were like, we love you. Everybody wants you, but they want you to shave the beard. Would you shave for this? And he said, no. And they gave it to him. It's like high school. Everybody wants the cool kid to like them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but 9 times out of 10, when they say, would you shave for this, and you say no, then you're not getting the part.
Yeah, but not if you're the coolest. It's the Zach Galifianakis thing. Zach acts like he doesn't need the work.
He's super funny, though.
And he's also, but so is Matt.
Yeah, but Zach is a nervous, real human being on the inside. Like, he's not...
I'd like to uncover that.
He's not that much of a... Like, he's...
Badass.
Yeah.
He's like a regular guy.
I don't think he would say he was a badass. I think he would say he was a shy ass.
One of those shy asses
who
you
likes
hear about?
Being silly when the audience is receptive to it.
Yeah, that's like, I think that's well put.
Yeah,
I would like. I've been trying to get him on the show. We've been trying to get each other.
He's in and out of town for the next few weeks, so maybe you can get him.
Yeah, he's great though. But there's that weird confidence. Zach taught me something very important about show business, which is like, he says people hate trying. Nobody wants to see anybody try. They just want to see you do, like Yoda. You know what I mean? So go
that
in and
sense.
Do it. But don't show up in the suit and like really right. try. Just do it. Just be like, yeah.
Well, it's what they're looking for anyway. It's not.
Sometimes
the
person that shows up
for.
In what they asked you to wear gets the part. It yep. happens.
I believe that too. Yeah, yeah. That's the other side of the coin.
But, and it's what works for you.
Right.
To just be like, I wish I, you know, I didn't adopt that mentality until just recently. And so I don't even really go in for commercials anymore.
Yeah.
And when I do go in for an acting part, I'm hoping that it came from the reason I'm there is because someone involved already knows what I can do.
Right.
Or has an idea what I can do.
Right.
And then once I show up, and as long as I'm not a complete fuck up.
Then
you
you're
know,
fine.
There are the types, though. I just hired a nerd who looked like a nerd and dressed like one. He wasn't in real life, but he dressed like it when he came in and was a good actor.
Look,
yeah.
Now, when you
say you just hired a nerd, that's because you like to entertain your children, and you put out casting calls for different
but
characters.
I also hired
and then parade them in front of your kids.
Also, a cool guy, and he looked like a cool guy, but I think he really was a cool guy. He didn't dress up. He didn't look like any.
Right, but
he just was.
When you say come dress as a cool guy, you don't really. Have
I've
to,
also I've
no,
been,
you, have to
you only
like
have
that.
To put on the attitude.
Yes,
but I've the been nerd a, looked. Great,
right, they
good.
Nerded up. They wear the, what did he have, tape on his glasses
no,
or
no,
suspenders?
He didn't go that far. He did it just enough.
I'll say this. I bet it does help to dress up. I think the confidence that you're exuding by not dressing up is like, I don't even need to dress up. Or like, I've been in this business long enough that I don't need
I think
to
a lot of casting people reject the I don't give a fuck, I'm not going to try approach.
I believe that too.
Yeah.
I've been in writers' rooms where we're casting the part. You'd be surprised, as you know, how involved the writers are in casting. We watch the videos together.
Sometimes, yeah.
Sometimes. But a lot of the time I'll be like, who cares? I'm not really caring that the guy's wearing a suit. I'm watching how he's acting. Yeah. You know.
Yeah, because you want someone subtle or however you want them. I usually
because you're
going to
put
subtle.
A costume
yeah.
on them anyway.
Right. And you know, just like with a stand-up, when a stand-up takes the stage, you know within two, if that, 2 seconds, whether or not you like them. What is this?
This one looks kind of scary, right?
No. Like no. It does look like it was
it
in a car accident.
That does look like blood
it was
right
in
there.
A car accident.
So it's. It's grilled angel food cake. So it's a little piece of angel food cake that's been grilled. You love angel food cake too?
Well, every really? Birthday until like 13 was angel food cake with really? Chocolate frosting.
Oh my God, you have such a healthy
family. And then
family.
On his 14th, he killed everyone.
Most of us are dead.
Okay.
That's not true.
And then there's a caramel roasted peach.
I see
with,
that.
With blackberries that have been cooked into like a little bit of like a caramel blackberry sauce with a little toasted coconut and mascarpone cheese.
Ooh.
Wow.
Cheese makes an appearance.
And just a little bit of the mascarpone. It's spread on the cake underneath the peach and the berries.
Jesus.
So hopefully it should all kind of work together. Blackberries and peaches go really well together. In fact, I just wrote an article. It's going to be on the KCRW. They do their pie contest every year. So I just wrote a big thing for them on blackberry peach pie, which is an awesome, awesome thing. So if you're interested, you can check out their website.
What is your deal? So good.
Yeah, what is up with you and this delicious food?
And you make the cake from scratch. Everything.
Yeah, yeah. Angel food cake is surprisingly easy to make, and I do it in a loaf pan because a lot of people don't have tube pans, right?
Right.
Yeah. Because it's, you're like, well, I mean, I have one, but
I have a tube.
Whatever.
Don't worry about it.
And so I do mine in a loaf pan, which is easy, and then it makes a great way to kind of cut almost as if it were a pound cake or something, and it's lighter because pound cake's good, but it's just so much.
Would you validate the bite that I've assembled?
Absolutely. That looks like a pretty epic bite. Did you get a good schmear with all the stuff?
I did, of course. I'm not fucking around with my schmears.
Definitely
or my
not.
Yiddish.
Looks like a pretty fantastic bite there.
I'm gonna
do it. Get it.
You like cooked fruit?
I like all of this.
Really?
Yeah.
And it's a little bit lighter too. You know, it's really not. Good. I think the desserts should
heavy.
Be really great, but I don't think they should necessarily be so like smack you over the head with something that's so rich that you feel guilty.
I'll tell you this.
In summer, I think fruits, like, they're just, the peaches and the blackberries are delicious right now. Like, why wouldn't you?
Right.
Whatever is local and delicious.
Doug knows as a comedian, the best compliment you can get from another comedian is that they get mad, that they're like, oh, I wish I had thought of that.
Mm.
This dessert is upsetting me.
Winning. You wish, and the rest of America.
He wish he had thought of a joke about this dessert.
I wish I had thought of this.
I have a lot of people out there that hate me.
Why?
Like, a lot.
Who are these people?
Because they all think I'm mean. I don't think I'm mean. Well, I think that, and this is true, and I'm not going to play coy, but I am perceived as being maybe more serious in the kitchen, but it's because cooking is so
what,
serious for
chef?
Me, you know? Yeah, exactly. I'm MasterChef. So I think that maybe people don't necessarily see that I am actually a nice person.
I wouldn't say that late.
Have fun.
I would say at the very super beginning.
Maybe. Yeah.
But that was... squelched that long ago.
I wonder if it's the same.
I just want to make good food. That's really all it's about.
Doug, when you're working, are you irritable? Like if you're writing?
I don't know.
Like when we're on stage, it's fine. But that's the finished product.
Oh, like
you're
if you're writing
right
and
now.
Someone
interrupts. Yeah.
Say, I mean, I'm not trying to interrupt you. Like seriously.
You perform
like
in cafe, so I'd like to put this no, the same thing.
I am irritable
and all
right
of a sudden
now.
Someone asks you a question or something, and it just brings you out of it, and you're like... Fuck! I was just had that thing going. I was going good, and then
I bet I could be perceived as grumpy. Mm-hmm. I'm your advocate, Becky.
Yeah, if I were cooking on a show like that, and people started like you know the other contestants thought it was fun to like joke around or have a conversation, I would shut that shit down.
No, see that's cool. That's the cool part. Like all the people that we cook with, all the other contestants, I'm still tight with. Like I talk to all of them.
Who gets the impression that you're too serious?
Like. People that watch the show. So I get a lot of hate from people, you know,
because they don't show your
media.
Lighter moments. They just show you being intense.
Mm-hmm. They show me being intense, which it is what it is. One of my friends told me something really clever the other day and they said, hey, at least all of your fans are smart. You know, like they're not saying dumb, like things about you, I guess, which
yeah,
is true.
I went through and looked at all of your Twitter followers
sure you
and
did.
None of them are stupid assholes. They're really great.
Is that possible?
Yeah, yeah.
If anything, you come off as extremely competitive on the show.
Yeah.
And competent. I mean, it's like, doesn't...
Yeah, you're competent-tentative.
Competent-tentative.
Da-da-da-da-da-da.
But this dessert is amazing.
Yeah, thanks.
You totally nailed it.
Oh.
Oh, I'm sorry. Were we supposed to say you nailed it? You nailed it.
Stunning.
I said so
I
many
think
better
you said,
compliments. I said...
Your compliments are better?
Yeah.
Is that it became a complicant compliment
a
competition?
A competition.
Is it a competition?
It's a competition.
Competition.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
You're drunk.
I'm not drunk.
He has the best laugh ever.
One Chardonnay. I saw your tweet.
Do you practice that? You must. No?
I do it a lot.
Just in front of them.
No, I never do it in front
it's
of
It's what
them.
We call infectious. In other words, it makes you sick.
Yes.
Contagious. Oh. No.
Pete, do you have lots of brothers and sisters?
Yes.
How many?
It's funner to guess.
All right.
She has two brothers.
Nope.
One brother.
One.
You have
older
six?
Or younger.
Your brother is...
Does he have sex?
I don't know.
Your brother is...
Oh, six.
Oh. Does he have sex with his brother?
Does your brother have sex?
He's going down a whole different route.
Kansas. Daddy's little girl or... Oh, I'm right. You're the younger.
Talking to your
no,
microphone.
I'm older. I'm the
you're
older.
Mm-hmm. That's why you're so competitive. Mm-hmm.
Could be. Cough into the microphone.
I will. I did a little bit.
You're like one of those great psychics. They're like, after you get the information, that's why.
That's true.
That's why you're this way.
I'll make it feel like I'm right. That's right. Older brother. Younger.
Younger.
Brother. Yeah. His name's
way
Steven.
To listen to me. Jeez.
I never.
We have something
you.
Special.
What do you have?
It's a status move. I'll
I
never
say
listen
six.
To you. I have what?
Six.
Six
altogether
brothers.
What?
No, altogether six
you
kids.
Think,
in
I
the
didn't
family.
Say I'm from Provo. A lesser comedian would have said Utah.
What?
You're from a Provo?
Provo. I have one brother.
Oh, you just said you're from a huge family. I said, are you from a big family? You said yes. Guess.
No. I
that must
I
have been crossfire.
Yes.
He must have been answering another question.
Yeah,
because I asked him if he was a big jerk.
Oh.
Mm.
You said yes.
I am a big jerk.
More big than jerk.
Thanks.
Ooh.
No, that was nice.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
Because I'm big.
You don't know. Nobody knows.
Like a hulking person.
Our relationship is ambiguous.
I'd be intimidated. Like, kind. Let's be honest. If we all crashed, you guys are going to eat me first.
Oh, I thought you meant if we all laid down to go to
her.
Sleep.
No, I just mean like...
I was like, that seems leg. A little insane yeah. to start eating you because we're crashing.
I'm dead. I'm saying you'd start eating me before hunger
like the plane crashes and then it'll land.
This one we say.
He'd be chomping on my arm as the plane's going
down. Because I can sous vide his leg into something delicious.
Oh. She can cook it up, whatever it is.
There's
right.
some parts of you I've had my eye on for a while. Hey, you guys. I'm going to be doing both of my other podcasts,
okay.
not this one, at Bumbershoot in Seattle this weekend, September 1 through 3, 2 and a dozen. Do you have any plugs, Pete, of things coming up that you're doing?
Yeah, we're doing a live You Made It Weird at...
September 23rd at Downtown Independent Riot Festival.
September
23rd, Downtown Independent
for the
Motion
Riot
Picture
Festival.
Theater.
We're also doing a live
during
You
the
Made
Riot
It Weird
Festival.
In Toronto.
A live You Made It Weird in Toronto. You don't know the date. Date's not known yet. Secret
no,
date.
No, we're just touring there. PeteHolmes.com, JFL42.com. And just listen to You Made It Weird because it's so fun.
Oh, okay.
We're going
to
record
that's
one
a good
in
reason
about
to listen
5
to
minutes.
It. Yeah, with
ooh,
Jason
Winsick.
Yes.
I'm going to have to listen to that.
I forgot already.
Yeah.
Do you listen to it?
No, I haven't. But I will now.
I will, too.
She's in.
I try to know this stuff.
What's this? You Made It Weird. For some reason, it seems like a...
Listen to the Doug episode.
A science
thing. It's like we talk about things that you shouldn't normally talk about.
Oh, yes. My favorite. I love you.
It's funny.
You love me?
Well, yes, but I meant the information part of the show, but you're great,
too. Thank you, Becky.
Yes.
Hey.
That's a good show.
Doug feels totally stumped on.
I always have fun doing it.
You resent our chemistry.
That one time I did it.
You've done it twice.
I want to have done it three times before TJ does it three times.
But you'll cross the three precipices at the same time when we do it in San Francisco.
Precipice. Jesus, it's so cool.
I haven't totally committed to that. I'm going to be at the Improv in San Jose, California at 4:20 on September 8th and the American Comedy Company in San Diego at 4:20 on September 15th. And please leave comments about Dining with Doug and Karen on iTunes in their comments section because comments help get you better, iTunes ratings.
Comments make you a better human. Let's
and they make you
honest.
Well. Some of them hurt, but you can leave whatever kind of comments you want, and maybe on the next episode I'll read some of them.
Ooh, that'd be fun.
Mean or nice, just write something. It's important to write something.
You know, it's weird. When people write negative comments on my podcast, I typically agree with them. Like, I've never read one where I'm like, what are they talking about? They're like, he laughs too loud and he talks over his guests. I'm like, that's the show. But I get it.
Yeah, I read one that said he's Pete Holmes. was your the entire criticism.
That's a negative comment?
Yeah. It's Pete Holmes. Why would I listen? I think is what they wrote.
Oh. All right.
But bless you, Karen. Karen sneezed all over that.
No, I didn't. I went away from it.
Oh, yeah?
It's like in the kitchen when you go down.
You couldn't hear it, Katie, when she was sneezing?
No, I didn't go in it, though. I didn't make anything go on it.
Pete's like looking out the window forlornly, like for his guest.
He's like a little dog when they hear something.
Where is Jason?
I'm a cat. No, I'm more of a dog.
Would you recognize Jason if he showed up, Jason Mantzoukas? Would you recognize him if he showed up completely shaved?
Yeah.
Like if his ass was shaved, you'd recognize him?
He's a good-looking man.
I do like him.
Does he always wear assless, like, pants?
No, but he does have a big old beard. For Katie Money and Karen Anderson. Hi. At Karen Anderson, hi. And Becky Reams, at Becky Reams, R-E-A-M-S.
And also the other one.
Yeah, and The Delicious View. That's my blog. You can get all my news on there. And check out Whisked Foodie, because that's when my...
WhiskedFoodie.com.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be lots of good things on the horizon, peeps.
I like a good whisk.
And at Pete Holmes with a Z.
That's right. Don't fuck around
with that.
I won't
tell you
S.
where the Z goes. Oh, instead of the S?
Yeah.
Okay.
On the side of a building to tell people the revolution's begun. I'm used to wearing earphones.
Pete, it's so nice to meet you.
Thank you, Karen.
I've enjoyed your
very
company.
Nice to meet you. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
It was rad to meet you. You're like my new, you know, stalker.
Oh, come on.
No big deal.
Let's go to Ammo.
Oh, let's go.
You can order off menu because
you know I eat out all the time. I'm always
You know winter's coming. If you get chilly in Playa del Rey, just find Pete, cut him open, and sleep in him like a tauntaun.
That's right.
Just call me Bear.
Yeah.
Girls? No?
Bear.
Like Bear Grylls, because he does weird things like sleeping inside animals to survive.
Bear Grylls.
He does that.
Who's Bear Grylls?
I don't know who Bear Grylls is.
Proof, he doesn't know everything.
Finally, he doesn't know everything.
Finally, something he has
Thank
no
you.
Idea.
Yeah, he's the guy who's, you know, he's out in the wilderness and he...
Poor Bear Grylls.
I'm teasing. I don't know who that
you
is.
You have no idea.
I like grilling bear.
Bon appetit, motherfuckers!
Thank you.
Delicious, Becky. Thank you so much. That wasn't on mic.
Snow peas, brie cheese, our plates are clean. We dined with Doug and Karen.
I like Donnie with Dog and Mommy.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.